Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get everything going. Got a lot to go with. A lot of things. Been a little sick a little bit, but I figured I'd just turn it on for you guys for about an hour, and then I'm going to have to shut it down. I'm on medication right now. Had a little problem, but I knew I was going to go through it, so it was no big deal. It was one of those times that I just wanted to go to the track and wanted to drive, like I said. But I got to clear up a couple things before anybody know anything, before anybody thinks anything crazy. So this week we went down, we ran the last thing for my turkey bash. Basically, when I did the turkey bash, it was just to see guys that I might not see no more. The way times are now, it's like one of those, you might see somebody today, you won't see them next week. So basically, I know a lot of guys don't go to Florida, or we might not see each other until next year, and then some don't even make it to next year. So that's basically what the turkey bash was designed for. That's all I wanted to do. I know it's cold out, but we said we was going to do it regardless, whether or not we just go eat and celebrate and see each other, to have some fun. That being said, there's a lot of races that went off, and a lot of runs that I guess people don't know about, but whether the track was cold, it doesn't matter. It was, everybody was in the same boat. Whatever happened, happened, you know. That's what it was. Races that you might thought you were going to win, you didn't win. problem. I know a lot of guys don't like to think like that, but you got some people that, how can I say, cry baby, so they ain't going to turn around and go out there. If they don't have it by half a second or whatever, they ain't going to race. So that being said, I'm just being real about it. There was a lot of guys that I did love that did it. And I got to say one thing, Buck did his job out there. He ran 10.5 Drew first. He ran, let me see, he ran me second, and he ran Killer third. He won on two of them, I know, and he lost to Killer, and he lost one other one to somebody else. I'm not sure who, but I think he lost one or other. But my hat's off to him. I shook his hand regardless whether I lost or not. We did what he did. He was a better on a better day, so I couldn't complain. No need crying about it. I actually was getting ready to run him back over. We're going to go back out and try it again. But, you know, he ran Killer, and it was at the end of the day, and it was really late, and it was cold. Everybody seen what happened on top of Killer. Had to get out, too. He won, but he had to get out upstairs. So my hat's off to Buck. If I had to call it MVP of the day, I had to say it was Buck. Avon did his thing also. Killer did his thing. It was a few other runs out there that happened. My man over here with the Malibu. Family, he did his thing. Came on out there representing Long Island. Did his thing and won a race. There was a lot of racing that went on. So basically, I just want to thank all the guys that came out. Like I said, I basically was there. And I just want to let everybody know, thanks for supporting me and everything. What went down, it worked out good. I'm trying not to take this medicine right now because when I take it, it's going to be dozy and drowsy. So that's why I'm only holding up for a little while, trying not to cough because it actually thought we had a broken rib, but it didn't. But we're getting through with it. Got some medicine right now just to for the pain. Then I go from there. I got to go to the doctor after this. But right now, just let the swelling and everything go down, and then from there we're going. And I want to thank Avon for coming out and bringing that good banana pudding out there. He did his thing at the end of the night, like we said. And cut the turkeys. I had three turkeys out there, collard greens, rice, the whole bit. We all ate and had a good time. And well, if we don't see you, we'll see you next year. So that was what it was all about. And tonight I'm just going to put it on, and I'm going to be real about it. I'm going to put the show on. I actually said I want to see who's talking about it because I've been seeing everybody saying it, and they want to lock it. So basically it's not even about anything else. It's about who wants to lock in. I don't want to hear the talking or it's too far out. Listen, if it's too far out for you, you ain't got to lock in. It's only going to be an hour show, so I want to make sure that those guys that wanted to do something and looking to lock in, you can go ahead and hit up on the one button. Go ahead and do what you want. Because I know a lot of guys said they want to lock in a few races. Already they got 12 races locked in already for March 25th. On Saturday, TikTok, he locked in, him and James Cornett. They locked in for the 26th also. They just locked in that day. I seen OG Bobby. He was out there. I seen him say something. And I think OG Bobby is locked in. He wanted to lock in. I think him and Killer might be doing a lot. I don't know how they're doing it exactly, but I know they're talking about locking in. So they'll be on the thing. You got Young Stang. He locked in last night. He locked in, so that's a great one. Let me see who else. We got so many lock-ins. I'm just trying to go off my head. I don't have anything in front of me. Raising Jason and Junior Bissett. Junior Bissett gets 1-1 from Raising Jason. They locked in for also on the 26th. So it's a lot of good stuff that's locked in that I like to see and I wanted to see. James Cohen, I just was getting ready to hit your button because I know you were sitting there. When you hit it again, I'll put it back right back in. And then I'll open up everybody else's mic because I know James just had hit. He was there. And like I said, you know, it's a lot of guys out there that was looking for action. And they were going out there having fun and doing it. didn't matter. You know, it didn't have to be locked in ahead of time. When they got there, they just had a good time. Everybody had fun. And that was what it's all about. When you can have fun, if you can't have fun, don't even come there. Don't even talk about it. And you got a lot of people on the outside. Don't think that people don't see you and hide behind the computer. And, you know, it don't discourage nobody. It don't discourage nobody at all. If anything, that makes them want to push harder. They want to race harder. I see it, too. And basically, you know what? Until you go up there and get in the paint, you're irrelevant. That's how I look at it. And like I said, I didn't care whether or not I heard the story when I was there. And I was on the side over there, and I wasn't thinking about it. The only reason why the car was sitting there, because I had to run Weeby first, and I was going to be off the trailer. So I do not have to go down the track. I wasn't going to go down the track because I'm not supposed to go. If I go down and he happened to pull up, then I owe. But he didn't show up, so that's why I went out. And I know Gordo said something about driving, but I didn't ask nobody to drive on my own team. Whether I take a loss, I bet my whole money, everything, I bet the whole pot by myself. And I was willing to go back out there for the same amount or more. It didn't matter. I do my own thing. When I decide I want to race, I race. But if I can't get enjoyment, I get my enjoyment out of me going down. I get my enjoyment if I see my kid going down. But like I said, it's got to be my team. That's how it got to be. If I ain't doing my stuff, hey, I'd rather just leave the car home myself. I want my enjoyment just like everybody else got their team. I don't go from jump from person to person. So basically, that's how my team is. And I will be back in the car. And you want to say about the hit list going on, I am going to add the hit list out there, which, and I say, I'm going out there, and I'm going to tell you straight out, I will try a couple of you guys. I see a couple of them out there saying something. Oh, but guess what? It's easy for you guys talking. Let me see you go out there and let's lock in. And like I seen it, I'm quite sure Marcus will get on here tonight too. So, Marcus, I'm going to give you the best one you ever had. I don't want to run your brother in Little Wonder. I do not want to run that car. Only reason why I won't run it, because if you don't drive it, I ain't run it. So as long as you drive it, I'm going to run it. That's how I want. I want the better driver, the best driver you got in there. So you can lock that in tonight, too. I see you just hit the one button, so I'm going to let you go ahead. Let's see what we got. So I'm going to run you. Let me see what he say. Let me make sure. James, hold on. Oh, no, let me have I got to make sure. What the heck is going on? I ain't never seen nothing like this. Hold on, you guys. I don't know what happened.
Hey, thing. What's going on,
Joe? James. And hold on a second, Mark. I'm going to get you in here. We're gonna lock in something. What's going on, James?
Oh, not too much, man. How you feeling?
Oh, man, you know, I'm here. That's all I can say. I didn't think I was going to be here, but I'm here. Now, like I said, everybody that knew me, and you know what I had said like 2 or 3 weeks ago? I said, listen, I don't know if I'll be able to ride. Might be my last solo trip. But you know what? I went down, and I felt all right. So you know what? I said I'm going back in. I'm being real about it.
I know you said your side was hurting.
Well, it's not just
the
side.
I know it was before you got out of the car. When you got it.
No. See, I've been doing this. I've been feeling this a while. I just didn't tell nobody.
And oh, okay.
Only one, a couple people knew that I was going to the doctor after, you know, and Dave knew. I said, Dave, right now, I'll do it right away because I don't want him to turn around and say I can't go nowhere. So that's basically what happened. And that happened way back. So I said, I'll go later on and go, which then I did go. So now I got plenty of time to rest up and do whatever I got to do and see the doctor at the end of the week again and do what I got to do. But I'll be jagged if I'm going to let something hold me back and feel like I can't do something. So I said I can push it through and felt good. And like I said, I don't want nobody. If I ain't driving, my son ain't driving, I ain't looking for no driver. I'm just being real about it. So I'm just being right, like, you know, when I came up there, you know, I could have went and made a couple passes down, but I just being real about it, I was just waiting to do the thing with Weeby, and after that, and I was doing with Buck. That's how I felt. And it was nothing.
Well, I ain't know about the race with Weeby.
Yeah, that was supposed to be off the trailer first. So basically, I just waited until I see him. So I got a couple of calls, you know, said, no, you can't stop unless you get a chance to run me first, this, that, and another. And, Brittany Gray even told me, said, you know, I got to run her too. So, you know, I'm going to give everybody a satisfaction of the doubt. If you're on here and you say you want to try me, do it now, because I like to get it over with and get it in and out. And it don't matter how many times I run in one day. I ain't a person that say that I only can run once in a day. I'll run 5-6 times if I got to. It don't matter to me. And I bet my own money, so it don't matter. So it, whatever I say goes, whatever I take out of my pocket. I ain't had to ask nobody for no money. I put the pot up against Buck, and I was going back out there with Buck the same way. You were standing there when I went to go do the race with Buck. Everybody thought I was just pulling up in the lane to make a pass. I said, no, I'm not going to make a pass. I said, if you're running late, I'm not going to hold this guy back up. So we just do it. It is what it is. I lost. I shook the man's hand. I told him if I could get another shot at it right now, I'll go back out. But he went out and he raced. They brought the other car in. I know he came out and he said, I seen him put it down on Facebook, said that I told Gordo, that he told Gordo that he can drive my car. Well, you got to talk to me. I'm the owner, and I'm the only one. I'm the only one that owned that car. So basically, if anybody's going to do something, it's going to be me. So when I say I do, I do. Nobody else tells me what to do. It's mine. So that's how I run my own operation. I don't mind racing, but you know, and I don't mind people saying, "Yo, Joe, would you run that?" And that's, and if you ask me, you know, if I think I can run, I'll do it. But basically, everybody runs their own ship around here, you know. And I don't, I can't say, I'm not gonna call it and say I'll make James' car run such and such car. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna go to you, James. I say, James, do you want to run this guy or not, or you know, something like that. But, if you put something in there and you lock me into something and yet I don't know nothing about it, that's on you if I don't run. If you lock in something and you're driving my stuff, that's on you. That ain't nothing to do with me.
You better know you can lock it in to begin with.
Yeah, I'm the one. I'm not going to lie to you. I foot the bill and that's it. I'm being my own man. You know, I don't care about racing. I have no problem racing. And I have no problem, you know, but, you know, sometimes you got to be able, the owner got to know something. Like, I didn't know nothing, and now I just have to see that stuff that Buck put down on Facebook. I didn't know nothing about it. I wasn't, everybody was like, oh, they supposed to be, somebody else supposed to drive. Who told these guys about driving? Me and you locked in, Buck. I ain't locked in with nobody else. So I'm the one to drive, and that's it. And he was cool. He was a good guy. And it is what it is. You know, like I said, I like his style. He raced. He talked, you know, we've talked about it. They actually was... LaRon was willing to try to take me down to Florida and go to Florida, but due to these circumstances right now, me going with this doctor thing right now, I don't think I'm going to make it for the Florida thing like that. Not the right now, I'm going to go down there and just enjoy it with the family. I took every last one of my sons, my wife, everybody. Let's go. We out of here. Going to enjoy a little bit, have a little fun, and come on back home. But then after that, also, if you want Phil, he'll be ready too. Everybody knows that they think that Phil was something was broke. Nothing was broke. I got them a shop. They got their own little shop now. My son, both sons, and a kid named Wakeford, they got their own shop. And now one does body work, one works, does his mechanic work. And they were just getting their stuff off the ground. They'll be there, so I'm willing to lock in. I can lock in either car. It don't matter. I can talk for any one of my cars. I can't talk for anybody else's cars, but I can talk for mine. And I'm willing to go ahead and lock in for Gallant, Flood Creek. I will go. I told Gordo I will come down to the Kahuna Nationals. I told him I would do that too. I'm willing to lock in ahead of time. So I just like to get a couple of races locked in. And everybody else is out there looking for races, might as well call it out now because, you know, don't be scared. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing is you keep listening to other people. Oh, this guy's this fast, this guy's that fast. You never ain't going to get no races. So I just wanted to tell you that. I mean, I ain't listening to nobody. You got to show me. You got to prove it to me, and that's it. mean, I heard people say, man, you crazy to run that. You know, you ain't got to bet. I'm betting my own money. I don't need it. And that's what you call race stopping when you turn around and start telling people stuff like that. I'm not, if I feel like I can win, I'm going to win. I'm going out there. So you bet what you can afford, and that's it. And that's how I feel. Like I said, hats off to Buck. Hats off to all the guys that participated. And thanks to all the guys that supported me this year. And that's it. You know, like I said, I just wanted to make sure everybody broke bread. I might not see you again, you know what I mean? Who knows? You know, we don't know. The way it's going on in the world now, so much crap going on. I just want to make sure I say, yeah, you know, we had a great time and memory is what lasts. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right quick, and then let me see, make sure, because I know I got Fat Albert's on, 571-480.
Yeah, Joe, it's me.
All right, how you doing, Fat Albert? All right,
hey,
I'm going to open up.
Buddy.
Oh, man, trying to make it. I'm gonna open up as many mics as I can right quick, because then I'll let everybody talk.
Okay, go ahead.
I know there's a lot of other races, Fat Albert, I know you. You were on Pro Stock Joe's show the other night?
Yeah. We had a young Stang Mark. He locked in two races on that show, and he just went slam off. He wants to run everybody. So I told him that the DMV going to become a father because we're going to impregnate his ass again. We're going to give him what he's looking for.
Now, tell me something.
Give him what
he locked. I know he locked in Buck.
Buck and Weeby. And
I heard he locked in. Copperhead too.
And one more. And Copperhead. That's it.
Which one?
He locked in three races.
Big Copperhead. Oh really?
Huh? Yeah.
You locked in Big Copperhead.
He locked in Big Copperhead and heads up 8 mile. Me and him got 1,000 on the side bet. He locked in three races last night.
Three of them or two?
Three. He got Buck, Weeby, and Copperhead.
Okay. Buck, Weeby, and Copperhead. Mm.
Yes, sir.
And then he got, I know, Sammy's got Weeby also. James is locked in with TikTok. And that's, who's driving TikTok's car that day, James?
It don't matter.
It don't matter? Okay.
Nope.
I think
don't
it's
matter.
Jason, right? Yeah, they locked in also. So we got a lot of good ones that are gonna be locked in. So let me just I'm gonna see if my man gonna lock me in tonight. I see him on here. 443-7807. Your mic is open. Marcus? Oh, shit. Marcus. Hold on. Let me get the other part of the Badmouth crew. Maybe I can get him in. They probably try to tag team me. 443-7200. Your mic is open. Antoine. What
yeah, I'm
hell?
On here, Joe. How you feeling, Joe? Well, I got you, Joe.
Okay,
I got
okay,
you.
Damn.
I have my foot on you. Okay.
I wonder what happened. Shoot, I loved everybody.
Nah, how you doing, Joe?
Nah, I'm hanging there, trying to make it right. Trying to get right for next year. So, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I wanna run and that's the end. You know, like I told y'all, I said I thought last year would be my end of my year. I know I'm gonna be probably doing something with Brittany too. I'm not sure what day we're gonna run, but she want a revenge match, she want to run me back over, so it is what it is. I don't mind somebody say they want to run. It ain't no big deal. It's out to have fun. Just being real about it. These guys get personal and all that stupid stuff, and it ain't about
that.
It's out to have fun. If you want to gamble, we gamble. I love gambling. So it's my kind of way. So I want to do something. I don't want to hear nothing, you know, later, I wanted to run you, but you didn't want to run and all this junk. No. Just let's go ahead and let's just do it.
What you need from 8 Ball?
From 8 Ball? What is that, a nitrous car?
Yes, nitrous. I got a little street truck. A little street black truck just came out. just came.
How about this here? Listen to this. I'm gonna have Phil there, right? With the little seat, yeah, everything on there, just the way a car come with the 750 on there. Why don't you and it, why him 8-ball just run heads up motor? Same way the car set. Nothing changed.
I need a spot. You talking about from the truck? That's it, your truck.
Yeah, both trucks are the same thing. Same truck.
Oh,
ain't
no,
nothing,
I can't.
Ain't nothing
I can't
different.
Let that, I can't let that buddy. No.
Why can't you let that?
I can't let that buddy. No.
Come on now.
You tried that, Joe. You slick. But to me,
what's
slick,
wrong
Joe?
With they both trucks? They both the same. Matter of fact, I think that the other truck is set up more than Phil's.
Let me sleep on it, Joe. Let me sleep on it.
Yeah, sleep on it. You got plenty of time. You got from here to March. You got from here to March to sleep.
Yes, sir.
And but I'm looking. Listen, I'm willing to do something. So for real. I don't know if my son's, the oldest son, going to have his truck, his Nova ready.
He said he don't want the truck. He said he don't want the truck. He wants you.
That's what A-Ball wants.
He just said he's
next to
my phone.
Listen, hold on. I got this little car. It's my oldest son, so I don't know if he's going to have it ready in time. If it's ready, we'll take his little Nova and try 8-ball heads up. But I can't lock that in until February. I can't let that
one
until February.
We can wait. I tell you, we can wait till March. March 1st. That's fine. March 1st.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that one there.
Yeah.
That one's going to be a nitrous car, so that'll be my oldest son. I mean,
okay.
Listen, it's all about having fun. So they all said they want to get their feet wet. Like I said, I'm bringing them all down south with me. This I told them I'll pay for the whole vacation for the thing in Florida. Let's go. Going to have some fun this year. Let's go do it. I want to go out and have fun and race. Y'all got your shop up. Got it running. Now we can go ahead and play around.
Right.
Also, I just got to let somebody know, I got a Cadillac. And I'm looking for action, a street car, air conditioner, overdrive tranny, everything. And as long as you fit that description, I don't care if you got nitrous on it, whatever, but as long as it's a nitrous car and it's a Cadillac, we looking for action with this thing too. I'm not kidding you. We're going to have a couple cars I got. So, and we're going to definitely bring that too. So we look a little action with that. So lock in. That's how we do it. Regular tile on everything. Ain't nothing crazy about it. But we looking for some action with it. But I'm willing to, and like I said, I'm willing to try a little Wonder now. Yeah, so y'all, what's the difference?
He said he's on the other line. He's gonna get over. He can talk to you in 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah.
But his line is open. He ain't muted, so I'm gonna go out the way because I see people say I can't drive. So you know what? I want y'all best driver, and I'm gonna get in my car. That's how I feel. I ain't the best driver of my crew, but I'm getting in there and I'm gonna drive. That's how I'm doing it. So I want y'all best driver.
So you trying to be nasty now?
No, I'm just trying to have a race. I want to have fun. I want to have fun. Uh huh.
Somebody was calling me and telling me Cliff is going to Florida with his car.
I ain't hear that one.
James told me that. I swear to God, somebody called me and told me, said Cliff posted up, he's going to Florida with his car. I said, nah, he ain't.
He might be going because I know LaRon was going to take a couple cars. He might be going. LaRon all of them called me up and they tried, we're going to take it. Oh, shoot. I got a couple more I'm going to lock in. I want a couple, and who else I said? Oh, hold on. Let me just make sure, because Sammy got his hit list, because he's going to move on to he want to get in. Let me make sure I get – he want to lock in also. I'm going to let Sammy give his hit list out. Sammy, your mic is open, so give your hit list out so he can – who you want.
My hit list is on Facebook, and I put up 1 to 10, and I got 11 to 20, And then we could add on some more numbers from 21 to 30.
So do we got anybody? Just tell me something, Sammy. Who you want right now? Call them out right now for the for March event. Who you got right now that you want right now for March?
Yeah, the first one is I'll take 8-Ball. I'll try 8-Ball. I don't even have a lot of pressure, but I want to.
Avon?
No, I already got Avon locked in. Avon locked in for that day.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, Antoine. I'm sorry, Antoine.
I'm on here. I'm listening to him.
Okay.
I'm texting right now.
Oh, so you ain't going to answer that call?
What's Sammy car? What's car, Sammy?
Baby Crazy Horse.
Hold on. The owner's listening, so hold on.
Let that owner get on the phone. He might say something that somebody like.
Hey, it's his world. It's whatever he want to do. You got off the trailer racing. You got off the trailer.
No, this is nothing you got.
Hey, Sam, you got an off the trailer race?
I got Weeby off the trailer.
He said he'll try you with the 1-1. That's what he just told me.
The 1-1?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie,
block, all glass, full interior, music, and all. And he wants the 1-1.
Yes. Yes.
I might take the wagon off the raffle. What are you gonna give me?
Wagon off the raffle. This is a true stop block. Stop block, small block, everything. True street truck. We'll drive it around.
All right. He got the head up clear. And we could drive 15 miles, 20 miles to the track and go straight to the line.
That's not a problem either.
Because I'm going to show you a true, I'm going to tell you that this is a true street car driving around all over the place.
He said no, he'll take the 1-1.
Matter of fact, let's make it this way. If he could drive 20 miles beside me, he got the 1-1.
We can still do that. That's not an issue. We do that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me tell him. Hold on. Get on this slide, this show. Press the 1 button.
You'll get him on the show?
Hey, Rob, press the 1 button. Rob, press the 1 button. Hey, Joe, his last 4 is 3051.
I ain't see him.
Let me see.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, 443-3051. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How's everything?
I'd be all right if I wasn't hearing Sammy run on a bunch of bullshit again like he normally does. But, hey, that's just another day in the park, right? Motherfucker, talk about riding 20 miles, man. Shit, you want to ride around in my pickup truck? I got a pretty-ass Ford pickup truck I'll take you for a ride in. But that S10, man, come on. Get real, dude. You know, I got a 15-gallon fuel cell. I get 3 miles to the fucking gallon.
Antonio
come
said
on,
it was a street
man.
Truck. I'm willing to run you with a street truck.
It is a street truck,
Mustang.
But I got
to
carry a 5-gallon can in the
Mustang.
Back.
I'm willing to run you with a street Mustang, and I'm willing to drive it to 20 miles right next to you. And we go straight to the line, and you got 1-1.
Hey, Sammy, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. So the last time I heard you rattling on with the Bad Mouth Crew, you was talking to Marcus. And you said you stepped out some shit. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about Marcus right now. He stepped out some shit, met your steps, and you back down. Is that what we're doing again? Because if we are, I got this fat girl with big titties right next to me. I'd really rather be playing with her titty right now, but I'm talking to you. So, because I want to raise.
Hey, Joe, my mic open.
Yeah, your mic open.
Yes, it's open. Oh, here we go.
What's happening? Hey,
because this is what I know. Every time we meet your steps, you back out. It's bark, step, back out.
What
you did it.
Joe,
you do it all the time. You get to 1-1. I want the 1-1. I want the 1-1. I want the 1-1. I want the 1-1.
You want the 1-1.
You can move on. I want the 1-1. We ain't going to Wawa getting coffee or going on a fucking date. We're racing.
All right.
One
Goodbye.
And one, right
Goodbye.
In the lane,
get off
the trailer. We're
get
good.
Off your knees. Get off your knees and step aside. We don't need a run then. Goodbye.
Next. I'm not begging. I'm not
You're begging.
Begging.
You're
you call my name. You
nice
call
night.
My name. You call my name.
Great,
you call
great,
my name,
great,
Hot Rod.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
I heard first thing out your mouth was
All
eight
right.
ball.
I said I'm
you call
your
my
up.
Name.
You don't want to run
And
me
I
out.
Have
Goodbye.
Answered the call.
Nah, all right. You answered the call. I said head up.
You
get
me
the, one and one.
All right.
Now you got the head.
All right.
You got
here
the
go.
Head up. Clear.
Okay. See, Sammy, since I'm such a nice guy, I'm such a nice fucking guy, you give me the break.
Nope. No break. You got
Jesus.
The head up clear.
See, there we go. There we go. Barking back off. Barking back off.
I
want
back.
You
you're the
I
one
love
who's
you,
begging.
Brother. I'll send you some
I'm,
fucking
I'm
roses.
Telling you I'm coming
I'm not
when you
begging.
Head up.
You call my name. How can I beg when you call my
and
name?
I called your name, and you asked for one and one.
You
I said
my
you
name.
Got the clear. You got
How
the clear.
How bad do you want me then? How bad do you want me
I don't
me
want
then?
You.
You obviously
don't. I
don't
want you. You
I know
stay,
you don't.
You can stay
you don't want, you
on Facebook. Have a nice night. Goodbye.
All right, princess. I give you the break. So there you go. I asked for the break. That's all.
You said you're giving me the break? I don't want it. And I'm
no.
not giving you the break.
See, there you go, right there. Look at that. See, that's Sammy right there. We love you, Sammy. All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Have a nice night, boss.
I'm good,
Just
man.
Keep calling my piece on Facebook. Have a great day.
I didn't call your name. You called my name.
Yeah. All right. Have a nice night.
We'll race. I don't have a problem racing.
Yeah, all right.
I
we
know.
Race. I got, I'm deposit ready.
So
and
am
you
I.
Know what? I'm, I'll
How
get there Friday and run you off the trailer. How you like that one?
You just said you had Weeby logged in off the trailer. What is it?
I have
what
Weeby
is
locked
it?
In.
Do you have Weeby logged in, or
have,
are you just ducking in off the trailer race with
Saturday.
The Bad Mouth crew? Because you know we
Weeby
get it done
Saturday.
Off the trailer.
Oh,
I
he's done a race.
Weeby
he
Saturday.
Said Friday he would take you off the trailer. That's what he said.
I come Friday.
I'll stand
I
corrected.
I come Friday to fuck you up.
Hey, Joe,
I'll
let me get in real quick. Let me get in here real quick.
Come
all right,
on,
go
Marcus.
Ahead.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I'm glad you're feeling a little better, man. I had called you. I believe
no,
it was,
I had to go back in.
What's that?
No, I had to go back in, so I couldn't answer the phone.
Okay. But yeah, I'm glad you're feeling a little better, man. I hope the doctor checked you all over. You know, check the left side of your brain, check the back side of your brain, and make sure.
I
want to
tell you,
on,
we're gonna. I'll
hold
say
listen,
yes. Let's
hold,
go.
Listen. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Listen. And,
I know
and,
what you
and,
got.
And I really
say,
hope.
So listen. Don't worry about my brain. I'm ready to lock
come
in.
On.
We let it lock
come
in.
On,
I'm ready to lock
no,
in for
and,
real.
And,
I'm gonna let you drive. You can drive. I'm gonna drive. I'm for real. I'm dead serious. I'm gonna try you.
And I really hope that he
go ahead with that dumb shit. Lock in and stop playing, bro. Come on now.
So what you trying to do? Talk to me. I'm gonna let you drive the Wonder,
motor to motor, and I'm gonna run you.
What you coming with?
Same shit, the same car, same motor, everything.
You coming with collard greens?
Yes.
All right. I mean, shit. Hey, listen. You ain't got to say nothing but lock on my end.
All right, then we lock. Motor to motor, we locked in.
Yes, sir. That's
right,
that's very easy.
Yep.
Marcus 26?
No we locked.
That's
See,
Saturday
that's
at Gallant, right?
Saturday at Gallant. I say 3:30. 3:30 would be good.
Nah, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get down that early. Save run
what
by.
What time you think?
Save run by. Let me see.
On
yeah,
Saturday?
I mean, 3:30 is fine. 3:30 is fine,
right?
Joe.
Yeah, on 3:30
is fine.
Now, if you wanted to run on Friday, then it'd be something different.
Nah, 3:30 is fine on Saturday. I'll go ahead.
Right,
I'll go ahead and wipe your ass up. I'll go ahead and wipe your ass up first for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you said it right. I'm willing
go
to go ahead,
ahead
and go out there. So.
All right. Well, listen, now, look, let me tell you something now. You know, when I fuck a motherfucker up, they're known to disappear, right? You know that now. I don't want to retire you.
No, listen. As long as you're saying,
I don't.
We going the same way we was last time, right or wrong? I think we ain't got to just go telling us all these parts. Same way we going last time, right or wrong?
Yes. Yes. I just.
Okay, that's all
you.
We need to know. I ain't telling all parts on this on the show and all that crap. That's all I'm saying. That's
right,
good
well,
with me.
When I'm done with you, I'm gonna shoot your ass in the Hall of Fame, and I'm going on mute.
Okay, well, hold up. Before you do that, we got what's name on the phone right now. Let me see. Fat Albert?
Who?
Fat Albert, you writing it down?
He's
going to be out the park,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Fat Albert, can you make it official?
Wait, what's the race? What's the race?
All right, the race
is here. I'm going to drive.
Hey,
right, both of y'all
Joe, you want to go to the quarter? We run to the motherfucker.
Can't go to the quarter, but we can go to a 1,000-foot mark. We can go to a 1,000-foot mark if you want.
I tell you what, we'll go 1,000-foot, and goddamn it, we're going to coast to the quarter, and I'm still going to turn the light on your ass. Now, how about that?
You'll never do that. You're never going to do that. Now, you flatten my tires, or have all the whole Badmouth crew over there putting a rope around the car until I drag their ass down the track first.
Hey, you gonna think it's a rope around your motherfucking neck when I goddamn go high gear and you just stop like a thug.
Hey,
I mean, a goddamn
hey, stuff. Antoine, you hear him talking, right?
Yeah.
I got
a chain around them lips when I pull off the gate. I'm
well,
pulling lips clean
I'll
off.
Tell you what. Hey, you better not have one of them candy chains because I'm going to bite through them motherfuckers.
Hold up, Marcus. I got Joe right where I want him. Joe, I got $100 that he'll be in front of your bumpers by the 8 mile. I got $100. He will be in front of you. His parachute will be in front of your bumper by the 8 mile. He will clear you by the 8 mile.
It's a bet.
Right, write it down, Fat Albert.
Write it down, Fat Albert.
Hey, Albert, and we're going to bet on the tree also.
No, I ain't betting on no tree. I ain't worried about the tree. We worried about that what we just
Come
said
on,
just a while ago in the finish line.
Hey,
that's
up.
All I'm worried
Listen,
about.
Listen, hold up now. Listen, so you call me out, right? So when you call me out, you got to accept what come with it. So now I want
to
get to you.
No. Listen. Hold up. Hold up about this call-out shit. Hold on. Let me just tell you something right now. You've been begging for a rematch. I've been begging. Every time we get to go do it, something happens. So, basically, this is the best time to do it. So it don't matter who
you
called it out. If we didn't get to do it,
you
did a rain dance last time.
He was dancing in the rain while we was goddamn throwing our fireworks out. I see him over there dancing.
Right.
Hold on. We're gonna do it like this here. If I gap y'all gotta pay me $200 instead of $100. Y'all said y'all gonna gap me $400. If I gap you, you gotta pay me $200 instead of $100.
Locked.
Ain't no problem.
You can call in to listen to this show by dialing the number
319.
What the heck is that?
Huh?
I don't know what the heck was that. Man,
somebody trying to sack the show, man.
I just heard it. I don't know what the hell that was.
Joe, go ahead and tell Albert the lockup so I can go back on mute.
What you want to run for? What you want minimum? Just start at it.
$300,000.
All
right.
It's a lock.
$300,000.
Sound good.
$300,000. Yeah. $300,000. Me and Joe got a bet on the tree, and on the bet in the.
Ain't no tree. Ain't nobody saying nothing about no damn tree. You keep that tree out.
Damn it.
I ain't saying nothing. Also, we talking about that clear shit. That's what we said. Now the clear.
How
shit.
Much did you say, Antoine, on the clear? How much did you say on the clear, Antoine?
I told him a hundred.
Since she won't race me, and I wanted to, but you race Marcus, I'll put a hundred on top of that on the gas.
Oh no, hold on, Rob, he won't race
you. Oh
me.
Wait. He can bet
no,
on.
He said
it
he wouldn't
race
me.
Go ahead, let
no,
him have it on
race
there.
Me.
Yeah. No, have him. Let him have it on there. Oh, I'll race you if you take that nitrous
look,
off.
Hey, look.
I'll race you if you take the nitrous off.
Long
Island, it's gonna be a pleasure racing you. I ain't had a chance to do it.
How about?
But what I can say is that I'm gonna whip your ass. That's what I'm gonna tell you right now.
When Marcus finishes dragging that green thing down through the racetrack, and I give him $100 from
it,
and you. I just want to bowl with it.
I want to see what he just said. He going to do another. What did you say? You want to do 100?
Yeah, I'll
do
100.
Make sure you write this down because I got. Okay, you say on the gap. Bet.
Yeah, bet. Yeah. So when Marcus whips up on your ass real bad and you come on back around, this is what I want you to do. When I come over to you and ask you for the race, just have a bowl of them collard greens because that shit's good. And then we'll work out the race from there. How about that? Is that a deal? Will you entertain
me? That's a deal.
Will you entertain me? That's a deal.
We'll
talk on it. Man, that shit's good, man.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Got the bowl of collard greens written down to Fat Albert.
Hey, Fat Albert, you know the theme song of this show is It's Been a Long Time Coming. It's been a long time coming where I'm going to do the joke. Oh, man,
ooh.
Lord have mercy, he ain't going to like it. I'll say that right now.
Ooh. It's been a long time coming.
Fat Albert, I'm going to be real about it. I bet you $50 that Marcus will have a problem that when he comes, that he can't make it. Something happened.
Okay.
I like that too.
The truck ran out of gas. The paint got scratched. Who wants that $50? Who wants that $50? You want it, Antoine? All right, it's a bet. It's a bet. It's a bet.
I think Marcus would drive it all the way to Galat. I think Marcus would drive SNL all the way to Galat.
Hey, hold on. Look, this is what I'm going to do for you, too. If you come with that damn stock block, you say you're going to come with that stock block. Well, all races locked in already, right? You come with that stock block truck,
so
you got the
me?
Back tire.
Yeah
right, you take
bet.
That juice off, you got
all
the
right,
back
three.
Tire.
After Marcus messes you up, I ain't gonna step on Marcus. After Marcus messes you up, all right, we'll do it for $1,000. You give me the back
tire.
Okay,
you got the back tire, motor to motor. Now you gonna lock that one in.
I don't know about that.
You just said it. Now come on now. Hey, you start writing now, Albert. Start writing, Fat Albert. I'm gonna knock the eight ball clean in the hole. I'm going to knock eight ball clean in the hole.
All right, how about this? Motor to motor, you give me the back tire and the clear.
Hey, Rob, I tell you what. He trying to get you to take some shit off. Make him put some shit on, or you'll push him in the beam. Give him the back tire.
That's right. I'm with you there, Marcus. And what I was just thinking was, is I'll run your heads up if I can stay on the spray because I'm lazy like that. My truck don't run no – it's lazy on motor. It really is. It's bad. And I ain't hitting it too hard either. Yes, yeah, anybody. I got a little itty bitty shot on it just to bring it to life. I think it's a fair race. Heads up.
Nah.
I got
a truck just like yours. You could just try you. It's both of them lazy. They both lazy. I can both run.
I'm not familiar with your truck, so.
So you said you were
motor to motor. Phil's still sitting. The car's still sitting there, just like it is.
So you gonna put gas on Cookie Monster?
Hell no, he just not got his shop together. He can't be able to afford no gas right now. I just got his shop. He just got his shop up and running.
Hey, Papa got him.
I gotta leave that one alone. Nah, they just got their shop, just got them going, and that's it, man. They can't do too much.
Well, listen, that's a lot.
They got to stay in their lane.
I'm trying to stay in their lane. I ain't trying to step out there too far.
Hey, listen, I really, for real, fuck it. I'll run OG Bobby with the fucking truck that day, that same fucking day. Now tell him I said it.
Oh, now, shit.
With Little Wonder, since I'm going to be driving, I'm going to make a statement to hit on a motherfucker ass. I want OG Bobby that same day. Hit him on the line.
How you going to run OG Bobby?
I'm going to run him however he want to run.
Juice the juice?
However he want to run. Dude, I tell you what, I'm so confident. I let him pick the goddamn race.
Good job, Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard that. I let him pick the race.
Hey Marcus, I got a better idea, Marcus. Let's double dip on his ass with both S10s.
Hey, he don't want to play no red light, green light. We'll push him through the motherfucking
ding. Hold on, Antoine. I got to ding. I got to call the bullshit, Antoine.
What?
Last night on Joe So, you said that your truck won't going to be there. You didn't listen to that, Albert. I said both trucks. We got more than two S10s. Rob got one in Little Wonder. That's two S10s right there.
We got a stack of S10s.
Oh, okay.
We got a stack of S10s. We're getting ready to open up the S10 dealership.
And got another one coming, too. Stay tuned.
So, listen, I'm coming down to ask for one reason only. I'm coming to run Long Island. Long Island, you a legend, and I'm going to put you in the Hall of Fame, right? I'm going to put you in the Hall of Fame. But the second reason, the second and only reason is for OG Bobby. Cause I've been chasing his ass, and goddamn it, he liked the tortoise. He liked the goddamn tortoise. When I get up on him, he goddamn make another turn and go through the woods and shit like that. So I'm looking for him.
We're not gonna run for them numbers that try to run Killer for. Run that shit up. You try to run Cliffy for. Run that shit up.
Man.
Ooh.
Well, look, I ain't gonna be the dead horse. You know what I'm saying? But. Let him know that he can get this opportunity once again, because he got saved 2-3 times over the this year. Let's get busy. It's just that simple.
All right, well, I got to see what he say, but let me see if this is his mic. 973-0060. Your mic is open.
Hey Joe, why are you entertaining these bad mouth bitches?
Here we go. Snotty goes in the three bears.
Two and a half bears.
Ain't nobody trying to hear this dumb shit, man. A motherfucker's hustling back with me. I'm not trying to hear that shit. God damn it, I'm not trying to hear that shit right now. Go back, click back to Facebook, and do your goddamn waffle. Why are you listening to these bad?
All he want to talk about is cooking pork. And chitlins and all that other dumb shit. Now he got his boy.
No, you missed it. We were talking about collard green too. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah, we're going to hell. Yes, me and Joe going to come up with something.
Y'all on here. I run whatever 8-ball head the fuck up.
No, she not interested. That. And I said that. Now what?
Shut up.
Now
you
I said he ain't got to say it.
You shut up, you pork rind.
Fuck you. With your pink lipstick on, goddammit.
You weak ass.
You're gonna be hurt after the first three races.
Well, you ain't gonna wanna fuck with us. This ain't about you bitches. We getting back to what you said. Fat Albert, you said last night, I got everything in drag racing. Let's lock that in. 115.
I'm not gonna lock that in, Mark.
Okay.
If I got time after that shootout, then we might get do something.
Yeah.
I'm coming for that shootout.
I want to know this. I heard I missed the show yesterday. Mark talking about my motherfucking cousin. I'm on the show tonight. I want to hear what he said.
Hey, LaRon, he wasn't talking about nothing. He wasn't talking about nothing. LaRon, he showed his ass. Don't nobody got to speak to me. I said, but I'm here today.
This is what I said. Fuck you and your cousins.
Okay. So So what we doing? What we doing for March? Me and you, heads up.
With what?
Well, Mustang to Mustang.
Small block to small block.
I didn't ask you what you had, did I? You got a Mustang.
I did, but I'm not doing.
I'm not
asking.
I'm not asking nothing.
You come with
Fat
your small
flag
block.
On the play. Flag on the play.
That's what you bought. I didn't buy a small
horse
block.
Racing.
I bought a car.
Listen. You want to come with all this? You want to come with a big block? No, it ain't happening. I'm not jumping out there. You ain't telling me you got a small block? It ain't happening.
I don't know. I'm
you
just,
running weeby. What the hell you mean you running weeby? You're not that bullshit. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Let me tell you something about weeby. Weeby is an upgraded clip. I'm not worried about no fucking weeby.
So you worried about me? Why are you worried about me? I'm making
it's not
like
yours. It's not because it ain't yours. You're gonna borrow some shit to read.
Let's put that in the stip, Mark. Let's put that in the stip, and we're gonna start at 1 on 10. Put that in the stip. It must be mine.
Okay. So, all
right,
but look,
let's put this in the stip. It must be mine, and we can start at 1 on 10.
You can say anything yours. You can say anything yours.
Everybody, I'm building the Mustang called the
car. Your Mustang is still at Bobby's house. That Mustang that's at Bobby's house?
So,
your Mustang that's at Bobby's house?
I bet you it's at Tyson's house getting painted.
I wouldn't give a fuck what color that bitch is. Is it your Mustang that's at Bobby's house?
It was there. It's getting painted now. So,
is it still at Bobby's house? So, your Mustang not at Bobby's house?
It's at Tyson house 1 on 10.
I bet you lying.
I bet put your money up. You submit. You worried about? Is you gonna race me? Yes or no?
No.
Flag on the play.
That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
You ain't come with you. You want to come with a big block?
It's mine. What the fuck?
Tell me it's a small block.
Why?
Cause.
It's mine. Why I gotta come with?
I ain't giving you no advantage. I would jump out there, but I'm not giving you no advantage. I'm not giving you that satisfaction.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is how you kill that. You're the spokesperson. You're the spokesperson for a new car now. I'm gonna give you an option to come with something else.
I'm coming with mine. So I ain't gotta worry about a spokesperson or y'all worry about who dick bigger than who. But that's what y'all doing. Y'all doing a dick measuring contest, you faggot.
I'll be that, sir, thank you. But I'm not giving you the option to come with no big.
Now let's do Mustang for Mustang for 10.
Say it's a small block. You can get it all you want.
I'm not saying it's nothing.
All right, well.
Mark, he don't want to race. If he wanted to race, he'd tell you it's a small block and bring his ass on.
Exactly.
Why the fuck would I lie and say it's a small block and I ain't got no fucking small block? What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, so check this out. This is what I do know. I know you down with King Nate and he got a Mustang with a small block. Come the fuck on.
Well, you talk to Nate.
You the driver.
You talk to Nate.
Okay. Me and Bobby, you talk. I'm going to run Bobby. You get in Bobby Mustang small block.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm going to tell you what I am going to do. But I got a motor car. I got to speak for me. You can run motor to motor.
Motor to motor and what?
With your car.
And motor to motor and what? What you coming with?
A motor car.
A Mustang?
128.
A Mustang?
Nope.
Mark, just tell him, say, is it a small block? Is it a small block?
Yeah, that's what I wanted him to say that.
Man, why y'all worried about
it? Hey, Jane. Jane, how about let them two go at it? See, that's what's wrong with bro. Everybody's on the outside.
And he's not going to get me in there.
Ain't nobody saying nothing.
You sit your ass in any small block motor car, come the fuck on, 1 on 10.
You sit in any big block car. Let's go ahead the fuck up.
I don't have access to that.
He said weeby though.
Oh, man, everybody know weeby got 19 big blocks in the shop.
So Mark, what you saying that you're not gonna race my car? What you saying?
I'm not. No. Okay. Yeah, you come with a big block. I got a small block. Make it right. Whatever Fat Albert and Joe say, but you having a big block and I got a small block. Whatever they say is fair, I'ma go the fuck out there.
Okay, Fat Albert, heads up.
Don't put me in this.
Like I said, you and your bad mouth crew cousin bitches is some weak.
You can't say bitches when you just say you're not gonna run me. So that's basically saying you a bitch. You're not gonna run me. So cool, I understand that. You won't run me. I'm gonna move on. Leave my cousins alone then. If you ain't gonna run me, they not gonna run you. Fuck.
Hold on, let me open up this mic, man, because I see a lot of 914 numbers.
Let me make sure I open all these guys' mics. You've been waiting here.
That's right. They ain't going to run because you're acting like a bitch. Head the fuck up, me and you. You ain't going out there. They ain't going out there. Move on. Next.
You got a big block?
You got a Mustang.
Okay. You can have one, too.
All right. I'm all steel, all glass.
Antoine.
I'm glass and
yes,
steel,
sir.
Too.
I got a text to know his ODB's going to be at the lot.
I said last night, no, it's not going to be there. As of now, no. That's what I
said. Only thing ODB coming to the track with is a pork roast with his cooking ass.
Don't worry about when the truck's coming there. Don't worry about when the truck's coming. I bet you get a plate, too.
I don't want that shit. I'm a real racer. Y'all come up there to have cook-offs and shit. If I get hungry, I go to Texas and get a chicken finger and French fries like the normal motherfucking people.
Oh God.
You wanna shred barbecue chicken and pork rice and chitlins and collard greens and bullshit.
Motherfucker, you still hungry for that goddamn ass whipping? Get the fuck off here, you pink lip bitch. Go ahead, woofing in parts racing, telling the motherfucker what they can bring, what they can't bring. But you big dog though. You ain't no motherfucker.
Okay. All right. So let me come with a big block and you come with a small block.
Hey, listen. My cousin just told you come with the fuck you want to come
fuck
with.
You and your cousin, y'all both. You
and
your
fuck
last
you
name
too.
Is Warren. Listen,
your last
name
bitch.
Is listen. Your last name foreign and he from fucking Casamigos. Y'all
like,
no fucking cousin.
Man, Fat Albert, this motherfucker look like he's been biting turnips for a living. Y'all red lip motherfucker.
The bad part,
Antoine, is I like you. You're a thick ass DJ, you're a thick ass cook, but you're gonna stop looking at my lips, you faggot.
You said what? Mark, I tell you what, Mark. Yo, that wouldn't even be, but okay, you know what, hey, Mark, just know this. Hear me, what the fuck I say. Your days are numbered.
Ain't nobody listening to
your You heard what I just said. You heard what I just said. Your days are numbered. Stop part racing. You quit to run Weeby with a big block, but you won't run nobody else with a fucking big block. But we're going to show you how weak your little ass is. Just pay attention. You're going to fall for the trick bag.
What do you got?
Just
you
wait
got
on
a small
it.
Block, right? I got a small block, but look at you.
I'm not asking you for shit. When have you heard me ask for shit? I just said I'm not ready. And I've already told you, I will try your ass off the trailer.
If your weak ass jumps
out there off the trailer, I will fuck you up. I don't told you that. You jump out there off the trailer, when that bitch is done, I will fuck you up off the trailer. Now talk to me.
He won't do it.
You won't go out there, so go back on mute.
Nope. He won't do it. You heard what I said.
You jump out that motherfucker off the trailer. I'm gonna baptize your ass. You believe that?
Hey Joe, let that man talk in Mark's mic to say your mic has been muted.
Angelot.
Joe, let that man talk in Mark's ears to say your mic has been muted.
Wait a minute. Angelot.
He just said his truck ain't gonna be in Goliath. He said that 9 times. I've been on the phone for 4 minutes.
This is about what's gonna be racing at Goliath, not about who bringing a pork roast at Goliath. So tell him to mute his fucking mic with his cooking ass.
Stay, Say Red Rock, bitch. I'll be at the line.
I'm sure
it's Red Rock.
Hold on, you guys. I got to make sure open. I got a lot of 914 numbers. Let me see what they want. Hold on a second.
914-9870.
Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, fellas. Kevin Hunt, how are you?
What's going on, Kevin?
I hear you. I'm just glad to hear you're okay. Butch had hit me up earlier and asked me if I heard anything. I just said, no, I just seen he was in the hospital. You know, you had the hospital band on. And I was telling Butch, I hope it's exhaustion because you had, like, tornadoes ripped through the island. You was putting in hours there and then, you know, your show you had to do. So I said, I just hope you was just, like, scuffing through some exhaustion. But you sound, you know, with your little cough, you sound okay. But I'm glad to, you know, it's nothing serious.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know,
we can't say that yet, but
they told him
I'm going to about we gonna pray together.
Did you hear what that smart ass said, Joe? Somebody whispered under your breath. They told you was pregnant. Some smart ass.
Yeah,
I know who it was. I ain't gonna mention no names. LaRon.
What I do?
Hey, they told that.
Hey, Joe, you gotta make a rule, Joe, you gotta make a rule. When a motherfucker come on here woofing and a bitch call their motherfucking bluff and they run back in that little doghouse and goddamn it just stick the nose out, you got to put them bitches on mute, man.
That rule don't work. I tried that
you
one time.
You got to put them on mute for at least 2 weeks, man.
What's up, Kevin Rock? What up, baby?
I'm good, nephew. Everything working good. Glad to hear you boys, man. It's refreshing to hear y'all holler at each other. Carry on.
It's kind of funny to me, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers swear they're grudge racers, but are part racers. Because at the end of the day,
right.
I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker had. If I think I got enough, I'm going to fuck out there. Plain and simple.
Hey, cousin, you mean tell me you didn't give a fuck what Tricky Ricky had, how he said,
I didn't give a flying fuck. Listen,
oh, no,
I don't
right,
give a fuck
y'all.
What he had then.
So why does Rabbit
eating lip, red nose, heavy motherfucker talking about parts?
Man, I don't know.
Call that bitch. What that reindeer name is? What that motherfucker name?
Rudolph.
Call that brother. Rudolph, shut your goddamn ass down to work, Rudolph. Motherfucker. Shut your goddamn ass down.
See, I always thought, that, you know, he was a motor man. I never knew he ever played with nitrous, but since he's coming to the nitrous world, he could get a nitrous ass whooping. And he's going to understand that, goddamn it, everything in creative equal.
Only thing nitrous on him is his goddamn lips. When he talks, them bitches swell up. Only thing nitrous.
There you go.
Thing nitrous on him. Motherfucker.
Say he flaps a little bit to get the pressure down.
Yeah, he got to flap them motherfuckers to get him down some. He got to blow on them bitches.
Antoine,
you
done got it down. Oh, shit.
What?
Here it comes.
What
you mentioned
done?
The magic name. You know what you done.
He spoke facts, though, fat ass.
It wasn't nothing really pertaining to him, but being serious. I didn't care how the man said it or none of that shit. Fuck it. I'm going to try your ass head to fuck up. I'm just going to try.
That's a prime example of what you just said.
I sit nowhere near like Tricky Ricky, and it's nothing towards him, but I sit nowhere near him. Y'all know that he's on 315s, I'm on 28. I was with a stop block. He had a 484. I said nothing like him. I didn't give a fuck.
He had a 4.90.
Oh, okay.
So, Antoine, you got big balls because you got LaRon on the phone. So you telling you gonna run my phone?
No shit. ODB done sat in the paint with a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
You gonna bring your truck, ODB, and run me head the fuck up?
I will try you. It won't be there that day, but I will try you off the trail once you come back. I just told you that. I done told you it's 15
times. Hold on one second.
You
got to open this mic up. 718-9595. Your mic is open.
I'm just hoping that OG Bobby come over here.
Hey, Fat Albert, you notice Mark Jackson playing real safe around us now, right? You notice that, right?
Like, if you know somebody want a bottle first, I'm good.
718-9595, your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island Joe? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
What was going on? I'm just listening of Long Island Joe.
Okay, okay, okay.
Who that ghetto cowboy?
No, no, that wasn't his voice. That wasn't his voice.
That's who I'm looking for, Marcus.
Did I not say any of the known bad mouth bitches' cars to get ahead of it?
Now, we don't want to hear none of that shit you talking. We don't want to hear none of that shit. You're picking and choosing.
Shut your bitches up.
Is that the bitch picking and choosing?
But hold on, Mark. You said you would run any one of them. But LaRon just called you out and you said no.
But he not a bad mouth cool bitch. He's a LaRon bitch.
Well, if I'm so much of a LaRon bitch, Remy had to fuck up.
But I named it. I said, listen, Bigfoot, Bam Bam, Sweet bitch.
Man, we don't want to hear that shit.
So you picking and choosing.
Y'all ain't fucking related.
I didn't know they had cotton pickers up in the north. You motherfucking German.
It's five bad mouth bitches on the phone. Three of them Guyanese, one of them black, and the other one white. How are y'all related?
Hey, hold on. Just like I ain't never seen a motherfucking Japanese motherfucker.
He's just worried about who paying child support. That's all. Fuck it. It ain't you. So don't worry about it.
Now, y'all ain't no motherfucking cousins. None of y'all last names match your fake ass crew.
Hold on, wait.
There's
a lot of cousins whose last names don't match now. You better watch. Yeah,
that
does sound pretty retarded, LaRon. I'm glad I'm not the only one that caught that shit, because he sounded like some crazy fucking backwoods bullshit right there.
Your eight ball truck can get it. But I know, see, this is what it is. LaRon is a little bit smart. That's why he leads y'all. He's y'all leader cousin. And y'all motherfuckers, just like y'all got
the They ain't no leader. They ain't no leader. We all think together.
Well, sit in, group chat.
When you want to lock in?
Run my car head up.
I'm all still on glass on 28 on 19.
Who? Who's this? Who,
me?
Which cousin bitch is this?
The one you scared of?
No, not doing it. You come with a big block.
Okay. Everybody here, Mark, let me tell you something about this game.
Ain't nothing in this game a secret. You come in with a big block, big chief, aluminum big block. Why would I do that?
How you know what side motor I got?
Because you think people are your friends and they ain't. You stupid bitch.
Who? Hell,
don't worry
not,
about
nobody, nobody,
no,
nobody,
I,
nobody.
I know that's what you're coming with.
Hey, Mark,
you come
only,
with a big
it's
chief,
only one person.
Hold on. Show, we don't call out parts.
I ain't calling out.
Just take big block, small block. That's all we're going to do. That's all we're going to do.
All right, so he come with a
big
small
block
and his Mustang. He come with a small block and his Mustang. Lock the fuck in.
I'm coming with everything you just said. A big chief, aluminum block, nitrous motor, and I'm a gap your ass, man.
I know.
You got 1 and 1%.
I know
you got 1 and 1%. Mark, you got 1 and 1%. Mark, you got 1 and 1%.
Nope.
Wow. Wow. Man,
nope.
Flag on the play.
Don't
last
it. Wow. If I run you like that, it's over. Nope, not
it's over, but you stay here and say you'll take the back tire from Salt and Pepper last night. How the fuck can you say that on this phone? You just said you'll take the back tire from Salt and Pepper. Or you'll take a spot from Salt and Pepper. You said that about a month or so ago. Man, get the fuck off the phone, man. Man, fat Long Island Joe, press putting the mute button on here. Put flag on the play. This is capping at its best.
Didn't know what it is.
You just said, okay, you just said last night you would take a, you would take the back tire from Salt and Pepper.
Smart thing LeBron showed me, he said, I'll run my program. I do what the fuck I want to do. I'm not doing what you bitches want to do. Shut the fuck up. You DJ.
Now listen, what the fuck you said. You just said last night you would take the back tire from Salt and Pepper. Okay, so, okay, but listen to what you're saying. You're talking too much. You said you would take the back tire from Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper is supposed to be one of the most feared from the DMV, but you won't take the 1-1 from him?
Nope.
Wow.
That's a brand new
That's
car?
That's crazy shit, man.
Nope.
Back on mute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ain't nothing to be said about that. Don't even argue that point, Antoine. Don't even. You just wasted it, man. You're not getting paid for arguing that one.
Man, I'm about to go ahead and go eat me some Chipotle. I hear this bullshit.
Go ahead. You over there? What you over there putting a job application to be the chef?
Yes, sir. I'm doing that too. Yes.
Good job.
Antoine is talented. He's also a DJ.
That motherfucker ain't a DJ. He just came back cold.
You heard what I told him last night on the show. Did you hear what I told him? Get any one of his motherfucking DJs. I'll fuck him up whether it's Serato or regular vinyl. Now play with me.
Motherfucker, if you ain't got Bluetooth on your cell phone, everybody fucking.
I don't have to have Bluetooth for nothing. I got 22 crates of records sitting in my damn storage. Let's go. The same money you bet on these races, I bet on them turntables. Now let's go.
I see why you sitting so much at events. Somebody coming to a fucking DJ party with no goddamn record.
Evidently, goddamn, you ain't doing good enough on this motherfucker. Goddamn, you's a has been. You shouldn't have took all them goddamn years off, goddamn it.
Marcus, you're a smart motherfucker, right? You always run around here with your big ass. You talk about my bitch. Your bitch bigger than mine, you big fat bitch. Talking about, yes, I. You fat motherfucker. Lock the fuck in. Stop talking to the right person.
You still ain't heard it yet.
Hey, you keep yelling, bam,
and you still missing a person to talk to.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you this. How many races you had this year, man? How many races you had this year?
Marcus, he had 365 with his list.
Okay. Hey, listen. I tell you what, though. Okay, this is how you kill that, though. My car ready right now.
What?
Bam Bam or Marcus, will y'all run me head up?
I'm off.
Why not?
Okay, so let's get busy. Let's get that. Come with Sweet and Low. I'll run head the fuck up at the lot. I'll run him at 10 o'clock. Let's get fucking
busy. Sweet and Low, brother. Be at the lot. Understand that, okay? Sweet and Low will not be at the lot.
Sweet and Low not going to be at the
lot. No. But when Sweet and Low do come out, you got to hit, you got to gate some pass on your ass. I'm going. All I ask is for your little turn up lip ass to be in the seat. That's it.
Yes sir. You stupid motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'll open up another mic. Hold on 1 second.
You might as well.
757-1006. Your mic is open.
Hey, LeRon, you got what now?
There we go.
LeRon. You got what now?
The man said, I got a big piece, all aluminum, big block on gas.
Oh,
hey, Mark,
no.
How many kids I got?
No.
I got two or three.
We need the back tire with that truck, man. We need the back tire with that truck. You got all that shit under your hood, man. That man has spilled the beans and flames. That man that put his police badge on and told all your business. Now we definitely need that shit.
Hey, Clay, he wrote a whole statement on me.
Man, that man went Paw Patrol on you, man. You, nah, man. No, sir. We need some.
You need
hey,
some, man.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, that's...
Hey, Drew. You know that motherfucker. You know that motherfucker got to have protection, man. He got that motherfucker in the witness protection goddamn program where they protect you everywhere you go. So, therefore, he got to make sure, goddamn it, a motherfucker don't draw on him that he ain't got nothing to fucking with. That's why.
Ain't nothing a secret. His program is weak.
But why you worry about it? Why you, if it's so weak, why are you stripping the man? If it's so weak, why are you stripping him?
Satisfaction. Because you go out there. Let me tell you how this works. I go out there and race that, and I got what I got. All they're going to talk about is you ran a big block.
My Christmas
rep. Why you can't do this?
That shit don't matter, man. Listen,
a
motherfucker, let me tell you something.
I'm giving you one and one.
A motherfucker, right, a motherfucker going balls down or they not. Fuck all
something
that.
Like that, yeah.
Fuck all that. Damn, you fucked the money up because you ran a big
car,
man, listen.
Your car, your Mustang stock suspension.
Then you go, want to see what color the underwear is.
All he did was fish,
yep.
Yep.
Fishing.
Hey,
Joe. Fishing with no bait on the hook.
Diesel.
That's all you do.
Ring the bell, man. That man ain't gonna run y'all unless he can lift y'all skirt up. If y'all ain't good with that, then you know what I'm saying. Y'all gotta
come on, man.
That's right.
Come on, man.
That's
Come on, man.
Hey, Mario.
Give
him your phone.
What you mean?
I'm gonna run you.
So you. Oh, hold up. So you mean tell me he's a honey pump? He's a honey pump. <isn't> he?
That's what I heard.
I don't want no parts of him. I'm a virgin. He can't lift up with me. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Drew. Hold on, Drew. You want your car to light on the center field?
Yeah.
I tell you what. Can you? Hold on. Can you and Trigger really get this race on? Can y'all probably get this race on?
I'm working on the car right now as we speak. Hopefully, I won't be able to let you know that now because I ain't got shit now. To be honest with you.
Okay.
All right. But hope anything. I guess I'll try them. If not, the Camaro gonna be there. If you still want to do it with the Camaro, we can.
Uh-oh.
That's for sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because my cousin told me. That was gonna be there, and we just got the transmission back, the one that we just got it back, like 2 weeks ago.
Do you know about it? He asked about it. Remember, he asked about it in October, but it won't ready. So he knows about what it looks like and everything. Yeah.
You listening to this bullshit they talking, right? How many people that's actually on this phone that actually will get engaged will let somebody have loose ass sticks like that to come with whatever the fuck they come with and you come like that? Who the fuck gonna do that?
Not too many of them. Matter of fact, I don't
on this show that do that.
Real players do that. That's what
you know. Like,
real players do that.
Okay, wait a minute. Why all these bad mouth bitches, right? Why they don't run? Why they don't run? Sammy, Austin, All Glass, Big Block.
We've been trying to run Sammy.
Man,
what the fuck are
you talking about?
See, that's what's wrong with you.
When he agreed to what y'all did was we've been trying. But when y'all said that y'all were running him, y'all turned around and said, no, it got to be the wagon. So
that we ain't never seen before. Motherfucker, he had the wagon out all motherfucking year, and we've been fucking trying to run his motherfucking ass. Now all of a sudden, he's trying to run with a ghost car, man. Fuck out of here. We don't have to move on no motherfucking Sammy, goddamn watch. Sammy don't move no motherfucking shit around here. He might move. Y'all know dope boys up that motherfucker, but we make our own motherfucking moves.
You just said you won't do it with a car you ain't seen. But
you heard
you
what the fuck I said. We've been on Sammy's neck all fucking year long, and he ain't done shit all year. Now all of a sudden he can't run nobody with the car. The car sold, or he done ride for it, blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't want to hear that dumbass shit. We've been trying to run the man. The man been ducking us. Ask Sal Diver, did we go to him at the lot, wait when we got there, and was going to go up the trailer to his ass?
Yeah, ask Sal Diver.
He wanted a time. He couldn't even give us a time. He told us before the night show went, I'll run you.
Marcus, hold up. That's scary, right? No, you're going too far right now, Marcus. You came to me after I had three races already locked in for the day. And what happened to my third race?
Listen, understand what happened on the third race. You had If you really wanted to get at me, them dudes would have let you run me in front of them. We was willing to come to the north and all that shit. Come on, man. Stop it.
Sammy, hey, hold on.
I remember one night. This very show right here.
But you got one of the presidents.
But Sammy had me. Sammy ain't gonna say shit. They're not gonna let you talk
because they know they're wrong.
He did do that, Mark. I got on the mic and said that Sammy Wagon.
We couldn't get the car unloaded fast enough to get up there to you and tell him let's go down the motherfucking track right there. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. If I got some heat for a motherfucker, they got to get it. They got to get it right there and there. I don't give a fuck if I got to pay punk out to a bitch. I'm going to get your motherfucking ass because I've been wanting you. You wouldn't do it because you know I was on your ass. You didn't step to me once.
You didn't step to me once.
Sammy,
the pop did.
I did step to you. Well, whoever. It don't matter.
Nothing.
I was out there. I was trying to get the car ready. I don't give a fuck. Who stepped to me? I would give goddamn if the Mustang, Barefoot man stepped to me.
This Mustang been around for 7 years. 7 years.
Well, why you ain't ran nobody with it?
Because I've been driving and enjoying it in the street. That's why. But guess what?
Well, go get your weight up. My weight is big. Not to keep beating a dead horse.
Let me ask you a question, Marcus and Antoine. Y'all got y'all cars in Bad Mouth Crew, right? I'm sitting here asking y'all a car set up just like y'all, and y'all can speak for it. Get the owner of the Bam Bam on here, and let's lock in.
Bam Bam not gonna be in Goliath, dog. What don't you understand,
okay,
your pink lip bitch?
I don't give a fuck what track he gonna be at.
Hold up. Lock in for whatever Fred race is at Dalmore, the first event at Dalmore for 2022. Lock the fuck in then. 5 on 15 about it, motherfucker.
What the fuck is that?
US 13 Raceway. That's
not going to no raggedy ass track. You're not gonna over make me come in and try to put some powder on y'all rinky ass track. Listen, I'm gonna make it work.
Hold on, Ragley. Motherfucker, you go to a raggedy ass track up the north every motherfucking week to watch 10-second cars for that fucking track. Get the fuck out of here, motherfucker. Who the fuck do you think you're talking about?
I know, right?
You watch the cars, and you all this whooping.
And I just told you the car ain't going to be there. I told you the car not going to be there. You asked when can you get a date. I'm telling you when you can get a date. I'm telling you the first race that Fred has at US 13 Dragway, get your pink ass down. Period. Hey,
hold on, you guys. Let me open up those other mics because I got some mics over. Hold on one second. 757. 8128, your mic is open.
A chapstick pink motherfucker.
What's up, Joey?
What's up, man?
How's it going, Joey? Doing all right, Joe?
I'm tired of hanging there.
All right.
I'll be your call with after the show. I'll give you a call after the show. I'll let you know.
Who that, Weeby?
Yeah, that Weeby.
What's up, Weeby?
And I hear old Young Stain run this trap talking about I'm weak. I don't understand that.
That's all he do. Weeby, how many races you had this year, Weeby? At least
82. Nah, over 19.
Shit. Hey, turn that shit around. Tell that motherfucker, how can you tell a motherfucker they weak, but you ain't even, the bitch ain't even goddamn sat in the car all year? Fuck out of here, man. See, Joe, this is what I'm saying. I'm gonna call the FCC, tell a motherfucker to cut this show off at 7:41. Cause I don't want the bitch get on here after that.
Hold on. Oh, man, I ain't fucking with you. Hold on. Let me open up another mic.
Hey, Drew.
Hold on. Let me open up this other mic. 202-3474. Your mic is open.
Kevin Hunt.
Yeah, right here.
Kevin Huston. What's up, sir? How you doing?
Right. I'm right here.
I said, what's going on?
I'm listening to this, man. This is some lovely shit here. I went. They said get popcorn. Fuck that. I went and got dinner and sitting down and listening to this. This shit is lovely.
Hey, speaking of dinner, for anybody that don't know, this man Long Island Joe a bad motherfucker on the grill. That motherfucker made 3 turkeys. And in my 45 years of life, I ain't had Nate turkey taste nothing like them motherfuckers he made. Joe, you
say
that on
the
Hey, Kevin.
Well, if you want to try some nasty shit, let Antoine make you a dish.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Let's do it. Hey, Kevin Hunt.
Yep, Fat Albert.
Remember last week on the show we were talking about that first or worst?
We talked about a lot of stuff, but vaguely, I remember.
Yeah, but if you red light first, but the other car crossed the line, I had a few guys from up north that they just didn't believe that, so they had to call me and, who got all that background on? Guys called me and, they wanted to dispute it. I explain it to them real clearly, but if you have got a question about a race or how things go, it never hurts to ask. But like I was telling them guys,
before it happens, you got to know.
Right, Alvin, you got to be honest with that conversation. You got to know who you giving your money to and who own the DP.
Right.
Two people
racing.
If two people racing, you got
to
hold it as they say, not from what you believe. If I make a tip and that man agree to the tip, you got to honor what I said. If I got him caught up in the trick, that's his problem. He needs to be smart.
That's his problem.
But that's the difference in these races, because them bad-mouth bitches are dumb.
Here we go again. Go ahead,
Echo. He don't even see what we're doing. But I let him be, you know, his little young stank, his little wax flame and shit.
I guarantee you, me got a bet already. I guarantee you, them bitches don't go afterwards. I bet you it'd be a delay, and they gonna have to go recruit another motherfucking cousin. And find
You want to bet?
One thing about it, we won't be motherfucking renting cars and goddamn borrowing cars like your bitch ass do.
I tell you what, just to show you how much we're not even scared of you, think about it like this. Who was the first person that locked Warden in for a grudge race?
Answer the question.
Who the fuck locked him in? You think you're doing something?
We locked him in.
Ain't nobody scared of you, man.
Let me know who this French person is. Who did y'all lock in?
We locked in Warden. Go do your research.
Okay. With what car?
Y'all locked in Warden.
What car did y'all use to race him with?
We ran him with small block to a big block.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
That's because he must have been weak.
So don't talk that weak. He's far from weak. That's a big block
in that motherfucker. And his weak. When you talk that shit about racing
and taking gavels, man, put some respect on our name, motherfucker.
Hey, listen. I'm going to put bad mouth crew and take a shit on it. Anybody put no fucking respect on it. I'm going to take a shit on
That's what you're going to have to do because you ain't got nothing going down the racetrack. So there you go. That's what you're going to have to do. Because you can't get the paint. That's exactly what you're going to have to do. You finally told the truth. This is 2017.
Fat Albert. Do any of their cars got oil pressure right now?
Did they do what now?
Dude, which one of y'all cars in bad market got oil pressure?
Yeah, we got oil pressure over here. What the fuck you talking about?
Shit.
Okay. So the sweet bitch, Bam Bam, Bigfoot, y'all want to go head up?
Man, motherfucker, didn't I tell you anytime we run your pink lip ass having motherfucker, we're going to run your head up. We don't ask for no spot
right,
from
so
you.
Y'all got oil pressure right now. What the fuck is up?
Don't you see it's goddamn 30 degrees outside, you dumb motherfucker?
Okay. Well, if they got 30 degrees, so they should have oil pressure. If y'all want to shut me the fuck up and bust my pink lip ass, all that goofy shit y'all just said, meet me at the lot.
We already did that. Your ass fell out. With eating that goddamn little cheesesteak you was eating and cash having people money after that race with LaRon put on your dumb ass, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, Mark, this shit started because we took the fur off his ass at the lot when Davion beat that boy on that foot race. That's how this shit started.
Hold on, you talking about her, what's his name? Jagir? Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
God damn.
Y'all won. Y'all got paid, right? You got paid, right?
Antoine,
did you get paid?
And he got that run back if you want it. And tell him double the pot.
Oh, shit.
Well, I take a small block. Okay, well, come the fuck on. I got a small block Mustang and run him head the fuck up. And y'all can keep betting if you hit one of these fucking cars.
Hey, Fat Albert, you say something.
Hey, shut the fuck up and answer what I said.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Drew. If Drew's still on here, Drew, pick up the phone. Do something.
Oh, Why don't y'all take that Malibu big block and run Drew small block on motor?
Man, listen, hold on, wait.
Motherfucker,
I was trying to shut the fuck up and listen. I was trying to run Drew here the fuck up with my small block. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you want to use Nitrous though, right?
Dude, listen, I ain't going to get into weights and all that
dumb ass
shit like that. You be doing,
okay,
but you already
know
he's
car. I got a small block in my car, and I'll fuck you up.
And I told you we can get busy when my shit come out in 2022. It's nothing to talk about.
Just like when you get that BBL, you fat bitch.
Bitch, this what I'll tell you. Just don't come with no motherfucking underwear and all that shit and high heels and dresses and all that shit you try to look up under, bitch.
Hold up, you said he getting a BBL? Shit, I can't even find my headset. He getting a BBL?
Yeah, that fat bitch getting a BBL.
A Brazilian butt lift? Damn. All right, fat, I'm going to get on your motherfucker ass. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is
that
Drew? Is Drew?
You do what? Go back to Mark. Hold up. Wait a minute. Goddamn it, Joe. Kill the mic. I said, fat, I'll get on your ass. Dino, still looking for you.
Yes. That will happen. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, listen,
yes.
Ain't nothing a whole lot to talk about. See, one
That's
thing
right.
about
I,
it, men do
I
real shit.
Dino.
I know you a race,
yes,
but I know you got
Dino.
A car too, race. See, Martin Jackson's
yes,
just
sir.
Talking. See, that's the problem. Motherfuckers get on here because they got a voice. They get their mic open. They got them. They can talk about some shit. Now, run that shit. That's what you do.
Well, that's what you do, talking because you got a voice.
I race all year round. All year round. You better look at my motherfucking track record.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Y'all so bad. Y'all the bad mouth bitches. All y'all cars you can't race. So what cars y'all can have?
Ain't nothing but us a bitch.
Any of y'all cars at July?
Ain't nothing but us a bitch.
Why you don't? I don't give you an example. He not in my shit. But to give you an example, why y'all don't take y'all Malibu, I mean y'all Nova, and run like somebody like James? He said like you.
Somebody like who?
James.
Man,
we
already
said, man.
James. I can't understand.
What the fuck you talking about?
James, hey, Parker, you think Sasquatch
should
be there? You think Sasquatch should be there?
We done ran James.
Yellow, Sasquatch, listen. Sasquatch, if Sasquatch and Mellow Yellow there, they got action. They are, you already know, Fat Albert.
Yes.
And yes, I speak for those cars.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up the last mic here. 334-9073. Your mic is open.
This motherfucker didn't know we ran James. We done beat James ass before. Fuck James.
Yeah, go ahead. I think that's Big Earl.
And James done beat me. What the hell?
All right, hold on. Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
That what
go ahead. Hold on, y'all. Go ahead, Earl.
See, that's the difference between a motherfucker that ain't got nothing. The first thing they do is call another man's name. When you got shit, bitch, you call your own name, you ugly motherfucker. Go eat ice cream with goddamn pink sprinkles on top, your pink lip bitch.
Hold on, Mark. Go ahead, Earl. Go ahead. We hear you.
I just want to ask Joe a question because Larry T helped us out a lot. As y'all black promoters on here that promote races and everything, and something we had, we went to Galat, we went to BMP with the RV parking. What I want to know, when the black promoters have races, how come all the time when they look at the RV, they see dollar signs? They charge $100, $125, $200 to go to the race, and they don't offer an RV anything if you're not bringing a car. And if you bring your car, it's free. But anything other than that, they charge you money. Now, we went to VMP to Tom and Franklin's Shakedown. He charged $350. With $350, he gave you free electric, free water, and 4 tickets for his event. You have a black race, and a black promoter have it, they don't give you anything. and want to charge that type of money also. Just want to know, now, Larry T. and Long Island Joe, they never have done it. With a couple of their races, I got about seven guys want to go to Galat, and they gave us, when you go to Galat, they offer you free electricity and free water. But when the black people had a race, the promoters and anything, you get anything. You don't get nothing. You don't get no front row parking. You don't get nothing. But you expect an RV when they come in there to pay the $125 a day and or the $200 for the weekend, and you don't get anything. You don't even get public water or either somebody to even come in and pump your RV off. You know, just, you know, Long Island Joe has never done it, and Larry T has never done it. And we had Larry T to even call down Florida because they was on Baldy about the same thing until Baldy put the fly up and made it official. Larry T helped with that. Just a question just out there for the guys that have RVs that come to the race and you don't offer them anything.
Go ahead, Joe. You want to say something, Joe, first?
Well, I can tell you I'm not in charge of none of that stuff. That's the track people part of it when you rent one of their tracks. And, like, Tommy Franklin owns Virginia, so basically he gets, when he does his show there, he's actually getting sponsors and everything else that backs him up with it, so that's why he can basically he throws something out there. But I'm just being real about it. I've seen a lot of things happen, and a lot of our people don't understand. And I'm just gonna hit it off something really nice so everybody knows something. And I'm be real nice about it. I seen the 44. I made that 44 first, right? That 44 class. I go out in Virginia, if you ever remember when we first did it, Virginia, they got $14,500. That's what they got from us. They also got Hoosier Slicks. They also got gas and everything. But you know what everybody did? They took it over there and they took it to PDRA, and they had to pay their own way inside there, and they got less money, only like $3,000 and a Wally, and they was happy with it. But meanwhile, a black...
Yeah.
Black promoters can give everything else as much as they could to try as best as they could to give me more. And I'm just saying, this is what I'm going to say about this here, how they get away with stuff.
I'm going
to tell you now. Now, if I turn around, if I was only giving you, if y'all already put all this money into this here pot, and y'all gave me $15,000, but I only gave y'all $6,000 back out of the purse. Sure, I'm gonna give you something else. I give you the daggone. I'll let you pop. I'll be dead because I just made money off y'all. And that's what a lot of people don't look at. A lot of people do not look at that. How much does those guys take in from you, and how much they get back? So a lot of guys. This is what I'm just saying. If I could turn around, if I was doing that to everybody the same way and not adding on top of the purse and taking part of your purse, which everybody knows that a lot of the other guys do it, if I take all that money back, I give you the world. I'll let you park there for four days. But that's the whole thing.
Joe,
that's what.
Hey, Joe, but Joe, hold on.
Okay,
let me finish.
I understand
you,
what
Joe.
You're saying.
This is the problem with the racing game. Everybody's worried about what you're doing, who getting what, how much you making on the gate. Me, I don't give a fuck. You could have had a gate 10,000, 20,000 people. I don't give a fuck. But everybody
no, but this is what, no. But this is the whole thing. What goes on? No. Just let me let you guys hear this here, and I want y'all to hear it really close, really good. I'm only gonna say this here one time happened before. Now I try to educate everybody else. I seen a race say $10,000. They promoting the race. $10,000. Now everybody know the promoter. He not black. But guess what? $10,000. Everybody ran up there, we running for ten thousand. I said, oh yeah, how much each one should have put? Only four cars. Each one of us put $2,500 in. A promoter didn't put a dime in. Right? But now listen to what I did. I did this at Capitol. I told everybody give me $100. It was eight cars. It was $3,000 to win. $3,000 to win, $1,000 to runner up. But, that ain't a lot of money. Well, you didn't tell me. You better do the math, buddy, because you only paid $100 to get in. So all together, y'all only put $800 in the pot. I put $3,200 on top. What did your promoter just
hey.
Do for you? What did? No, no, no.
Yo,
I'm just saying this is how they do
saying,
the gimmick.
I
gotta start doing the math
saying,
ahead
man.
Of time. Cause, no, no, no. I'm just saying. A lot of times if we gotta look at the math, what those guys are doing to you, and that's why they turn around and play that game. They give you something. They give you a crumb. They give you a crumb instead of giving you the kick like you belong. That's the bad part.
But Joe,
that's what we gotta start looking at.
I understand what you're saying.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on, Joe.
Joe.
Go ahead, big girl.
This is what I'm saying, Joe. I've been to a couple of your races. Y'all have never charged for RV parking. I've been to a couple of your races. I was just at your race. You had a good lot. The last one you had,
I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm going to be real about it. Look, certain places, and this is no lie, even Gallant, I'm not being – I got nothing to do. I can't do nothing with that thing when they got the RV thing.
Listen.
It was a couple,
right.
I'm just going to let y'all know what happened with this, because she was really good to me the last time out. So she said, I'm just going to give you the rundown. She just gave me something. She said, if anybody need a shower next time, I will turn the water on. Now, this just came with me. She got showers back then. I didn't even know she had showers. So she said,
they
stay overnight,
they
ain't got nowhere to stay. They can shoot a shower. Now, not everybody does that.
Right.
But the whole deal was, they also charge more money, and we end up paying the more money so y'all can have a little extra. It's just like Buzz Creek, you know, when y'all go up in the towers, we have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people thinking, wow, they only have an – no, it didn't come that way. We had to pay for that. But I just don't – I don't say nothing, but I know a lot of people, it could be cheaper –
Listen.
But no, I understand what you're saying, but a lot of people just don't know. Like some of these promoters, our promoters, I'm not going to lie to you, we got some promoters that are just greedy, and they don't care. However
exactly.
they can make it,
exactly.
they'll charge you for
exactly.
for whether it's parking, tailgate parking.
I'm not out here to bash.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, go ahead.
When I went to y'all's race that y'all hosted at Gallant, and I followed, when I pulled up with my RV and my race car, immediately, and this is a white track y'all had it at, you know, the guy who was white, immediately the guy pulls up, he said, look, do you need RV hookup? And I said, what is RV hookup? He said, well, we give you electricity and we give you water. I said, okay. I said, how much is it? He said, $25 a day. I said, okay, hook me up. When you go and you had different guys, I'm not going to call no names, they had races at Larry T's track. When they see RV pull up, oh, man, it's $125 a day. Last year.
Well,
listen,
hold on. You ain't got to say, I'll say the name. You talking about. You talking about Lion, Tigers, and Bears. I said,
Okay,
so let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
I understand. What
Joe ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hold on.
Joe ain't got nothing to do with that.
Let me explain. Let me say this.
I
understand. All right, Gallant offered you that. Lion, Tigers, Bears didn't offer you that. But it is your option whether you accept it or not. Nobody is putting a gun in your head. But I understand what you said. Why can't one track? Why can't one track? Oh, you saying? But the line. I mean, shit. I'm sorry. Lion, Tiger, the Bears charge you $125 and didn't offer you nothing.
Nothing. You don't get front row park. Look.
Right.
Well,
let's
see.
I understand what you're saying.
He got a fighting argument because he's trying to point across with everybody talking at the same time. Hold on.
Let me just say this. It's no difference from one man charge $2 for a hamburger and give you lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, than another man charge $2 and give you nothing. It is your option to go to it if you want to get that hamburger or not.
I understand
what he's saying about Gallant offering him a whole lot more and cheaper price.
No.
But this man offered him nothing and charged him more. I understand what he's saying.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you something.
It's still up to you whether you're gonna play it or not.
You going to the racetrack to race. You get what the fuck you bring.
Right.
You don't need to bring shit. Like he's doing a courtesy to everybody. If you want to race, you want to race. You don't need to get no water.
Right.
You don't need no electric. Buy a fucking generator, glue some coal in the spring, and get fucking busy. Everybody's looking for something. If Joe make $120,000, I wouldn't give a fuck. Congratulations.
He's not
if
talking about Joe.
Ass,
he's not talking about Joe.
That's what he's supposed to be. Everybody's looking for something.
It's
man, that's the fucked up thing with this race game.
Let me say something.
This is what I'm saying. I'm going to mute. I heard a stupid motherfucker say this, and it made real a lot of sense. They said, if a motherfucker keeps serving you cat meat, and you know it's cat meat, why you keep eating it? I'm going on mute.
You know, if there is no water hookup and all that in line, tags and bales, we don't have that there.
That's okay. And when you see the RV pull up, don't charge me $100. Look. Don't charge me because I don't have bring my race car that day. Don't try to charge me $125 a day to come in there, and you don't give me nothing. I still got to park in the bar, in the back.
Why you keep eating cat meat and you know it's cat meat?
I understand what you're saying. I really do. But I say, when they saw you and say, oh, that's $125, don't you have an option to say, hey, let me bag up and I'm turning around and go.
They turned three of them around the last race they had.
That's what I'm trying to say. You didn't
around.
Have to tell. You could have said, oh, hell no. Y'all ain't offering no water. And
right.
Turn around.
But
that's
what I'm
saying
is, but listen what I'm saying. Listen what
you
I'm saying.
You can't tell
listen
a man. Hold on.
When you
go,
you
can't tell
you,
a man
you,
what
right.
Charge
but look,
girl.
You can't tell. But what? But look, why are you trying? Look, the same race that they have them down the Florida, right? Listen what I'm
right.
saying. The lady got on there. And the first thing she said, "Hey, look, for every RV coming here is $200." Larry turned around and called Bally because one of the dudes that's coming with us, they got 8 RVs going with us. To Florida. Larry turned around, one of the dudes called. Larry turned around and said, hey, look, man, how can you charge these guys $200? You're going to charge them $80 a car, and they're paying admission, too. For one person, an RV, and one golf cart to get in was $350. Regardless of how many people they had in the RV, they had to pay for tickets, too. So why did you look at an RV? No,
Why are you looking at RV?
He comes through it. He don't occupy
but tell you
one
why.
Space.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why he can do it. You know why? Because it's his event. He can charge what he wants to charge. You can't tell nobody what to charge.
If I throw a show next year,
and I say $500 for RVs, it's up to you whether you want to pay it or not. You can't tell me what the
exactly.
charge is.
Exactly. That's the same reason, Fed Alba. When you go to the white man event,
Don't do a white versus black.
But I'm saying,
is this pink outlaw?
I'm saying,
okay, is this pink outlaw? Everybody want to get
it. It don't matter. The man talking, he's speaking his piece. Let the man talk.
Tommy Franklin threw Shakedown, right? Tommy Franklin said, if you come here with an RV, it's $350. When you came here with an RV, Tommy Franklin said, okay, Friday and Saturday, here's your tickets for the $350. Tommy Franklin said, look. Here's your electric, and here's your water for your $350. And he gave you a pass for your car to go in and out to the store if you had to go anywhere for the $350. When your black people have the RV and the race.
Oh, Fal, let me get a shout out. I got a question for him. God damn, somebody got that on a dyno or some shit. What the hell going on?
Go ahead, Mark.
Joe, close the mics up, Joe. Hey, okay, Mr. Earl. Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Did you see the prices before you went into the gate of that type of stuff?
When you get there, listen, let me tell you something. When you get there.
I'm listening.
I went to Lion, Tigers, and Bears. And the girl wanted to charge me. But Latavius had already texted me personally.
told me, said, if you pull in your car with the RV, there is no charge.
Okay.
He had already texted me. But the girl didn't believe that he had texted me. I showed the text, right? One of the promoters, I'm not going to call his name because I don't want bad mouth, none of them. One
so
of
you
the
have to do all that.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do that. He came and said, hey, man, you got to pay for the RV. And I showed him the text, and I called the table, and I told him. He said, hey, if that's his tow vehicle, he pays nothing. But
uh-huh.
that's his tow vehicle. One of his other promoters, I don't call the name. He said, oh, no, man, you need to pay. You need to pay. If I'm going to pay for pulling my own car with an RV, then I don't need to support your show.
Marcus, you just answered your own statement right there. If you feel like that this promoter is charging too much for your RV, just don't support him.
Don't support.
Right there.
That's what it all boils down to.
If you want to go to this event because they offer you water and electricity, and then go to that one. But if this one don't offer it to you and they try, all you got to say, hey, I'm not going to that shit. They not offering me nothing for my RV.
And it goes right back to what I said. If you know Chinese place serving you cat meat and you keep going and buying it, what they going to keep doing?
That's right.
They going to keep serving it to you. Y'all take over the show. I'm going on me.
They done had three line types of bells, and they done did that every time. There is no water hookup, and are they charging for RV? That's what they do.
But that's understandable. And Fed Apple, when I seen a dude up there, and he turned around and let his sewage out on the track and on the grounds. I said, hey, man, you're not supposed to do that. And he told me, well, they didn't give me nothing else. They didn't offer a pump-out station. They didn't offer nothing. What I'm saying is not boosting the white man or the black man, but what I'm saying is you could go to the same race that they have at VMP. You go to the same race when Larry T's and them had the race they just had down Galat. When I pulled up with the RV, first thing the dude came around with the golf cart, he said, hey, look, man, do you need an RV service? I said, what's your RV service? He told me what they offered to have. I said, how much is it? He said, $25. Larry T's and Long Island Joe didn't charge Nate Dime for RV. Nate Dime. I give him credit. They didn't charge Nate Dime.
But Big Earl, you can't have one man charge because another man charged. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
I'm not saying that. You can't expect a man to do that.
Hold on. You said you're not doing that. Then what is the purpose of all that? What are you trying to say? What is the purpose?
Can we get back
if
to the drug racing lock-ins? Y'all talking about
Mark, chill out. This is my goddamn show. Chill out.
Mark, shut the fuck up.
Damn,
this is about drug racing. Shut the fuck up. You don't run no show. Shut the fuck up. Put up. And he's allowed to. God damn it, shut the fuck up. You do all the yipping and yapping and don't lock no racism. Shut the fuck up.
Big girl, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying, but all I can tell you is if that person charging you this, I wouldn't support if that's how you feel. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have a problem with that. But if you see, that's the problem with us now. That's what segregates us blacks all together. That's what segregates us right there. All I'm saying is that when you come there with this event. Now, if I decide to bring my car, it's free. I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm saying is when you go to these other tracks and these guys are having these races and they say, look, yeah, we're going to charge you. Don't mind paying for RV. If you give me what I'm supposed to pay, whatever, if front row parking or whatever, I don't mind paying that. Okay. The race coming up, Baller race. Baller said, look, it's $150 for RV for front row parking. I don't have a problem with that. He said, what are you offering? He said, man, I don't have electricity or anything, but I offer you one day pump off and one day water for your $150.
Yeah,
hey, I don't have a problem with that because you offer me something.
We got a problem.
Right.
But we're going to end this right here. Oh, we're going to end my show on this because we got other things to do. But all I'm going to say is I understand how you feel. One charge you more than the other and then offer you. But all I can say to you, Big Earl, is stop supporting the one that charge you more. That's all I can say. Because nobody is making you pay that money. But, okay, but that's...
Fed up. Let me tell you something, Fed up. My money's spent anyway.
Okay, if you don't have a problem with it, hold on. If you say you don't have a problem with it, then why are we talking about it?
Let's move it on. Ask and answer. Let's move it on.
We talk about it because when you have a black promoter and you have a race, when you see all he pull up, you want to charge him the most he can get, and you park him in the back.
I guess I can tell you, just don't support him no more. That's the best I can tell you. All right, we're gonna move on with this. All right, Mark. You say you want to lock somebody in. Who you want to lock in?
Nothing.
Nobody. Yeah. Exactly. Nobody. I'm gonna lock in
waste management, and y'all want to talk about pooper scooping and all that other bullshit.
Put your car in it,
cause it ain't nobody. I'll lock your ass in with a race off of me. I'll take anything in drag racing.
I tell you what, I'm coming with a small tire, 275.
Hey,
you got the head up clear.
Look,
I want the race off.
You got the head up clear.
I want the race you offered. Would you give me everything in drag racing if I bought an RV and paid for parking for the super?
Hey guys, let me ask you. I'm seeing something. They posting up their most wanted list, and it's a nice thing, man, that they pull who they want to get at next year. More lists to come.
What list?
No, I'm saying I see Sammy, you know, who
somebody
he likes to run, and a couple other people started putting up them lists.
Joe, mute that mic.
Yes.
Mute that mic, Joe,
because
he don't know.
Okay, let me talk about it.
The one you just, that 434 number.
Okay.
He don't know he's still on. Well, go ahead, Kevin.
No, I was saying I seen how it's like, oh, shit, when, you know, you post a list like your 2022 schedule like Sammy did.
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple other people been following that lead.
Yeah. Everybody posting up who they want in 2022. I don't know. You know, I never understand why they do that every year and don't even run half the people that you put up on that list.
Well, intentions are all good, man. Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, this is a racing game.
You know, I'm coming for you. I let them know I'm coming for you. It's real simple. And normally, I hit everybody.
Wicked Bird had 120 last time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please don't get us started with that shit, Joe.
And he made it through the first eight.
No, he made it through the first three.
I thought it was eight before he had his accident.
Oh, man. He's something else, man. He's something else.
He's good. He's good for it, though. He's a buzz. You can't kill a buzz.
Oh yeah. He keeps a buzz, but we dead on his ass because he told us something. And we gonna hold him to it because he do it everybody else, and now we on his ass because he told us he gonna make one motor pass and anybody can get it, including us. Okay, well, cool. We on your ass now, and don't run now.
Man,
and he's only looking to run superstars now.
It'll never happen. First thing he's going to say, nope, y'all wait on me. Man, that'll never happen.
Yep.
That's the same game y'all playing.
Hold up.
Man, who
did y'all really just kill the show and cut that man off to speaking his piece for the talk about Wicked Bird? Man, I'm going on mute, man.
I ain't cut off nobody.
It was carrying over. The point was made.
Yeah.
The point was made. You can't keep making a point over and over.
Over and over again. We got to continue to go. Joe said the show was going to be about an hour. He done went over.
Well, you know, Joe got good intentions.
My wife's here now.
Yeah.
I ain't supposed to do it yet.
Yeah,
but
I understand
what he was trying to say, but I can't control, and I'm being real about
what
it.
What the next man do.
I can't control nobody else, other promoters, what they do. So.
And that's,
I can't say what promoters, but they do what they do is what they do. I got nothing to do. I do what I want to do.
Exactly.
Everybody does their game different.
That's where it should have ended, right there.
Yeah. I know. I've been to shows that, you know, they tell you $40 to come in just for a spectator. So, you know, it's up to you if you want
to
pay
it. They charge you to bring your golf cart in. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, we all have been everywhere. You got to pay for what? You
We back to that conversation again, Pat Albert. Hey, Mark, yell at Marcus or something.
No, yeah. No, but I understand what he was saying. I understand what Big
Earl
said.
We all did. We all got it.
But we just got to move on. We had to move on. I didn't cut nobody off. I gave him plenty of time.
But being real and just saying something, sometimes we got to look and do the math ourselves, too. A lot of times these guys that turn around. Now, if say for example, it's a shootout, all right? Now, if you turn around and putting your own money up for your shootout, everybody putting their money up, and it don't add up to all the money that you don't put in, where did the money go? So the promoter is actually, instead of giving you something, he's actually taking from you. So that's what a lot of guys need to look at. And that's being real about
that.
Like
if you're in this grudge game and you come into the racetrack to race and gamble, you shouldn't be worried about no $100, $200 at no gate, what the man
report,
making.
Mark.
Or
no, I understand.
You,
look,
you
I got no problem with that, Mark. Mark, but this is my whole thing. This is my whole thing. This is my whole thing. Don't lie. Don't lie to the people either. So don't go and play it off like they're making y'all gonna win $10,000 or whatever, right? But let's be real. If I turn around that time I was gonna do with you and Flex and all of them, and I said we're gonna make it $25,000 pot, right? So each one of y'all was putting $5,000 in. So it was only four of y'all, $20,000. That five was gonna come from me. So,
you know,
a lot of these other guys are going to put down there, that it's 25, but they're going to make each one of y'all put all that money up. And they ain't did nothing.
You went wrong.
And that's when the promoter ain't doing his job.
Hold on, Mark. God damn, you hear Joe talking?
I hear him, but he's wrong. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. But this is why I keep telling Joe. I tell him on the show, I don't give a fuck who like, who don't. You do too much. But they, people that don't appreciate what the fuck you do, do nothing and let them go to the fucking track and do it their goddamn self. They go to the goddamn track their own self and come to the track, one deal, and then they ain't fucking racing. Fuck them. If they don't clean the track the way, that's their fucking business. If they need to clean out their second tank, clean it out when they get home. How many shits you taking at the track? Stop eating all them damn foods y'all making. They won't have to shit so much and they damn receptors to come.
Damn.
I'm going to raise a question because we got on a good topic. Remember, I started this shit about the grudge rules and what we went through, and that was a good topic.
Right.
Here's the topic.
Right.
Well, not a topic, but the question for the day, since you be at the track. Been noticing now everybody's like prep. Now, you be at the track. When they prep and sticky, that sticky icky shit, that is great for the drag radios, but not so great for the slicks, correct?
The
am I right so
right.
far?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, when I seen Drew's race, he blew the tire from the hit, and they had just prepped it. He was the first car
track
down.
Okay. I was
hey, let me finish. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Now, I seen the same thing when the Man Boys ran Weeby Cooper, just prepped it, first cars down, slick blew the tires, drag radio, made it on down there. How do you not fuck up if you were slick? I never want to be the first car down, second car down after they prep anyway.
Well, this is the thing.
One at a time, because I got to hear all this shit.
I'm going to tell you what happened before anything, but so you guys all know what about that race. Jason can tell you. I said, Jason, those guys thought you guys have drag radios on your car right now, and they just now prep for radios. I said, y'all shouldn't go down. If you want these other cars to go down first, we'll let these other cars go down. And Jason said, well, he got slick, we got slick, so we don't care. And that's how it went down. But he could have sat back and let the other cars go down first, and all they would have did is drag it, and then you could go down the track with no problem. If you look at when Gallant do it, Tricky Ricky can show you how they did it. Tricky Ricky had drag radio on his. Giganto had slicks on theirs. They did not spray the lane over there. They just dragged it. They made sure that both of them can get down. That's how you have to do it. So you got to make sure you tell them. And that's what I was telling them ahead of time. This thing is going down. It's going to be drag radio prep. You guys got slicks on. Better be make sure. If you want the other guys to go down first, let the drag radios go down. But they wanted to get it off right away, so that's what happened. Nobody's fault. They could have went down there. They could have waited, but I guess they wanted to say, well, we can get down anyhow, but it didn't work. That was the thing.
Hey, Kevin, now the way I've seen guys a lot of guys, what they did was they came to him and said, I got on slicks and the other car had radio. All right. They prepped it. They put down that's the glue. The guy that got slicks, the tractor, drug his lane an extra 5, 6, 7 times to knock the glue down. And that's how both of them went on down. If, like Joe said, if you don't say something, them slicks ain't going to get down that glue. Not from the start.
Nope.
So, he told me, he said, Albert, I got slicks. I need my lane prepped off my slicks. I went to the man. I said, okay, I got a grudge race. This lane going to be drag radio. This lane going to be slick. He said, all right, I'm just going to drag the right lane for slicks. I'm just going to keep dragging it to knock the glue down. And that's what, and he went,
right,
on,
I got,
both of them went on down.
All right, I got a question.
Okay.
So I heard what my man Kevin Hunt just said, right?
Right.
So this is the million-dollar question. Did either one of the crew members go and walk that track before they decided to go down it?
No,
I told him.
All right, then. All right, exactly. So what basically, it means nothing. That conversation means nothing. Because
what do you mean?
It means nothing. Unless he was complaining about it, which I don't think that's why you brought the conversation up. Now, if he was complaining about it, and none of them went and walked that track,
you could have walked it and you said, this is fine, right? That's what the point you're making? You could have said, oh, we walked it, the track is fine.
Yes.
But I'm thinking that the track, this was the first event, so, like, they want to get off to a good start, so they're going to spray it. They're going to spray shit.
No. If we had the big tire, they will not do that. And like when they said, like big tire, them big tires were not
right.
Like Capital Raceway, a big tire car. They everybody didn't want to race down there. Everybody, Ricky Fox always tried to get they've come down there, Thunder Goat or whatever, because they knew he was gonna shake the tire and everything else. Those guys were not doing it. I'll show you something right now that happened, and the guys from Detroit jumped out on the guys from Darlington.
Darlington was
working with the other guys. One guy had a drag radio on, and they went to go prep Donye Lane. And go cross there, they jumped out there, and no, hell no, you ain't moving that tractor over here. And they knew what they were doing because they were working with the other guy.
You know,
I'll never forget
that. Where'd that come from?
They did their thing. They made sure they stopped them, and Donye went down through there and won. But if they'd have sprayed it, they'd have been in trouble. You know?
Here's a million dollar question, though. When Jeff Rogers got on here, it was surprising me coming from Jeff. Jeff Rogers said, man, fuck them big tires. He said, I'm going small tire drag radio. He said, because that's where this shit heading. He said, everything is prepped for that. You agree with that?
Not everybody's prepped. It's up to you what you want. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You turn around and say you don't want that sticky shit on you. You get ready to do that money run. You tell them that you got. And that's the same way. When you go to Gallant, they'll tell you they actually say, all right, we bring these small tire cars down, we bring the radio tires down there. And that's what, if you look at it, Fat Albert be up in the front. And then he'll be one of running the lanes up there. He was the one, him and Rico. And they made sure they keep communicating with the people up there. Okay, you bringing those out? Okay, we're going to do this here. We're going to do this? Okay, we're doing it. Done deal. They had it ready. They had it right.
Right.
So he got
they had it right.
Radio tires come down. Everything. That was on the money.
I told him, I said, listen, we got an all 28 extreme shootout. He said, all right, before the first two, let me prep the track. He put down the glue, prepped it for the rail. I got a big time shootout. He said, all right. What he did was he went out there and just dragged it. He just kept dragging and knocked the glue down. If, like Joe said, if you don't communicate with them, it's gonna be mainly prep for the small tire, the drag radio. But once you go up and tell a man, say, look, I got a big tire shootout after these two small tires. He said, okay, I'll go ahead and run them, and then I'll prep the track for the big tires. You just got to tell a man.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And the comment that you just made that you heard Jeff Rogers say, up here in our area up north, that's where it's headed because mostly everybody running the radio now. If you're
right.
going south, it's a little more diverse. And you got a little bit of both worlds on the track, like Northeast Dragway, Galat. I don't know about Outer Banks, but you got a little better
slick prep south versus being here unless it's just a regular test and tune or a slick tie event?
So basically a slick prep is less sticky icky.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, it would take your shoes off your feet. That's
well, I've seen that. I've seen people come out their socks when I watched it, and I was like, I know that's going to be a hard time for – but, see, here's the thing. When you racing for money, you want to know where you come in. You might be the third in line, and two radio cars ran in front of you. You feel comfortable going down there in a slick?
That's the issue.
You have the track people prep your lane. If you're going to run on a slick and you're running a radio tire car, then you asking the track people – or the promoter or whoever doing the race to just drag your side only. You don't care about what they're doing on the other side, but you need your lane just you know, for them to drag
just
your lane a few times.
Yeah, but see, Kevin Hutton, the issue is majority of y'all up north guys, y'all the ones still running them slicks. Majority of us down here are still on them drag radios. So when y'all come here, a lot of times y'all hitting the tires.
Yeah.
Hey, Antoine, When I run the show, I try to keep
everybody together. All my small time, I say that, Mark. You caught that? Big time, Carl.
Antoine ain't running shit but a clock.
I said what I said. It's the truth, you know. All y'all guys up north is one of them daggone slicks. Y'all come to fuck down to a sticky, icky track. Y'all can't get down it because y'all hit the damn tires. Y'all got slick on a radio prep.
Hey, you know we have tuning courses, right? You do know that, Mark Jackson, a.k.a. Pink Lip. We have tuning courses.
I agree with you. You out there looking like you fat bitch.
Oh, hold on. What'd you say? Hold on. What'd you say?
I said, agree with you. Looking like Patrick, you fat bitch.
He agreed with you.
You're right.
Now,
I'm listening. They don't have enough experience going down south to them tracks with drag radio prep. You will not go down there with a slick on a drag radio prep. Made that mistake once.
Hell no.
Never do it again.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. This is good. Next question.
Kevin Hunt. Kevin Hunt. This is a question for you.
Okay.
Why do y'all still run slicks up north?
Because they in the street.
Because the tracks up here don't prep the
fence. Antoine, let him answer.
I haven't been to the track with my car in a while, and things have changed. Like I said, when I raced, drag radios was basically just getting started. But now it's like it's the thing. I'm seeing that now. But then with that, you hear what's going on. Oh, I couldn't get down there. And like I said, certain races, you understand why.
Drag,
but,
okay, I'm going to put a drag radios are faster than slicks. That's a problem.
But we know that.
Drag radio run faster than slicks. So if I was y'all up north, switch over to them drag radios. You'll go a whole lot faster.
Yeah. Right. Now you go.
We had Atco and Island. And Island probably prepped better than Atco. Depending, you know, if Sammy's involved. Island, you'll probably put a better prep on there. If it's a drag radio prep,
man,
I don't know.
Listen, I will beat Sammy's ass twice on Sunday and every goddamn day of the week if you say his name again. Up there fucking at Island Dragway. I caught that with a 13W5 on his ass and I go down the track. Fuck him.
Go ahead, Kevin. Next question, Kevin. Go ahead.
Okay. All these guys, the Badmouth crew just stated it. Everybody down there is doing that drag radio tie now. Do you know many guys up here that says, fuck it, we going to do it? You understand? I mean, you got a thing on that, or you going to stay with the slick?
Don't tell on yourself. Drag radio, he had issues.
You say who?
Say that again.
No, I'm just saying, the guys up here.
When LeBron came up here with his drag radio, yeah, issues at Atco.
Y'all ain't had no glue down there. He couldn't hook
that's
up.
That's it. That was the reason.
Exactly.
But we know, hey, listen, we know for a fact that
I couldn't hook up or slow cars only go down that track.
I get that point, too. I knew that was coming.
Report.
But when everybody up here, you got to realize, they come south to do the races, Ron.
If I was y'all, I would buy two sets. One drag if you're going to come south, and Slick if you're going to stay at home up north.
Have him already mounted on the rims.
Okay, yes, y'all just beat me to my next question, because the thing was, we know that every time these guys up here go to run somebody, it's always down there. So you got to get in where you fit in. I see that. But
right. Isn't
it now it comes into part B of that equation. Is it that simple to go from a drag radio to a slick without making some adjustments? Well, now you got to start fucking with chassis.
Well, as far as they got down south, yeah, it's a big fucking difference, because them bullshits work anyway.
Nah.
What's that?
The shit is easy.
It ain't that easy to go from a slick to a drag radio without making changes.
Because I do it all the time. So it is easy if you know what you're doing.
Who's this?
This Weeby.
Oh, that's Weeby?
Yeah.
Oh, so I got to catch the voice. Y'all don't say you are, but I caught his voice. Yeah, I know Weeby switching tires.
But you got to make adjustments. You just can't go opinion angles and everything else with that. Kevin, your question,
is that easy to do tires without, or
do you have to make chassis adjustments? Correct?
You have to make adjustments.
Yeah, you got to check your air pressure and your shocker. Kevin, you bringing your Camaro or your back out? You coming on drag radio or you coming on slick?
I love slicks for the size of it, but one of them cars is going to be a drag radio.
Right. Hey, Kevin Hunt, let me ask you this. Hey, Kevin Hunt, you listen?
I'm listening.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Kevin Hunt, do you got a two-pill or you got a five-pill behind that goddamn Western Star that you talking on? Because that motherfucker turned my ear up.
Hold on. this is the house phone. Hold on. See, this is what happens when you buy good shit.
I'm gonna fix that right now.
I know how.
Hey, Fat Albert, I think he got a two-pill driving a four.
Yes, sir. God damn. But I tell y'all one thing: if you put drag radio, you better get some bead locks. I wouldn't do it with no goddamn screws in the rim.
The report. You're not supposed to screw a drag radio. You're not supposed to screw a drag radio.
Yes, sir.
At all.
You better put bead locks on that motherfucker.
No, let Mark Jackson screw his. Let him screw him. A dumb motherfucker.
These are the questions that need to be, well, I like to ask shit like, because y'all are, you know, you got five, six cars, and I know all of them is different. All of them ain't slicks.
Let me put, what is B-Lock?
Every single car in the Badmo, hold up, every single car in the Badmo crew got drag radios on them, Kevin. No bullshit.
And Weeby is the only one I know that goes from slick to drag radios, and Weeby just said it's not that big a deal. He just changed them. Where Tricky Ricky said, you got to do some minor adjustments.
You do have to do some minor adjustments.
He can do that because he got the horsepower of a fucking SRT Cherokee.
Damn.
Yo. Hey,
Mark. Fuck, I'm not saying that about Weeby, but them SRTs, them fucking things fast, man. Especially that track
car. He ain't got one. I said an SRT, not a track hole.
No, I'm saying especially a track hole.
Oh, yeah. Well, I say he especially got the horsepower of an SRT.
But that's why I was asking Weeby the question, which I don't think he heard me. Do you not make any adjustments to your car if you switch from a slick to a radio? I heard something about air pressure, but that's really all I heard because everybody else got to talk.
Well, listen. Fuck all that. Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
That gold Mustang in Long Island, that gold Mustang that's down with Eric and all of them, I wouldn't mind entertaining him at Galat.
Gold Mustang. Gold Mustang.
That's Darren Harris.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind entertaining him at the Galat. Head up.
I'll try to get hold to him tomorrow and see what he say.
Yeah, because all this bullshit about shitting and bathrooms and all that, I'm tired of that shit.
How many races you got so far, Mark?
I got three locked in, but I only probably going to have one.
Ooh.
Why is that?
You can have two if you ain't scared.
Because I think Buck not going to go. Weeby not going to go.
Oh, Jason,
he
ain't going to
run
you. He ain't going to run you.
He just talking, man.
Yeah, I'm going to run him. He just talking for the radio.
I'm willing to bet. Hey, Fat Albert, you want to bet that another $1,000 that on me and Weeby?
What, you saying Weeby won't race you?
I said he ain't. He if he go out there, he just donating. But will you bet $1,000 on the
side? You talk a good game, a real good one.
Oh,
you
I'm
going to
show you a good
me.
Game too. I'm going to show you one.
You can.
If
you
go,
you talk real good.
You.
You need to be a car
want,
salesman
want, okay,
or
you
something
want
like that.
Do you,
hold on,
do
hold on.
You,
it's
do,
locked, Mark.
You,
Mark, the race is locked. You and Weeby
know,
locked.
But
so all this other shit
no.
But it's already locked. Weeby locked you in.
I got from now to then to
the other shit is just him talking to talk pretty.
I got from now to torment his ass. Do you want to tighten up? You can tighten up every week.
You
can call that out.
If you want to make it a money issue, when we get to the track, we already bet on whatever. So when I come to you with that shit, don't backpedal or start talking stupid. Don't try to play me with no money. It's going to hurt your feelings.
Get
him, Weeby. No, he's going
to learn the hard way,
though. Hey, listen,
let's kill that right there. I bet you $1,000 on the side. I won't ask him what they got. Whatever he come up with is a bet.
Oh. He said when he
get
the track, he'll tap you on the shoulder.
Okay. I bet you in the blind, whatever he come up with is a bet.
I'm sure, okay, but that's good. That's good. I ain't betting on that. That's between y'all two. But the man said the race is locked, Mark. So, I mean, if he don't run, he got to give you the DP. But the race is locked.
That's all I'm getting.
Man, it's going to go the other way. He's going to give me the goddamn DP. I promise you.
Hey, Mark, that's Weeby who got the fastest 4.84 in the world, and that comes from the owner. I've seen him post it.
Listen, that motherfucker
that right,
come Weeby? Out there. I must put this out there. He must wear that Indianapolis hat that he had from when he was 17 years old. He must wear that at the track.
Hey, Kevin Hunt.
Yeah.
Kevin Hunt.
Yes.
Did Weeby tell you that me and him is cousins?
Technically he just did.
Okay. All right. I'm going back on you.
Do you want to bet $1,000 on the side on your cousin?
Oh.
Hey, Jackson, so you missed a memo. You missed the whole memo. There was a reason why I said that.
I asked you, do you want to bet $1,000 on your cousin?
Yeah,
don't worry about
me.
That.
Next.
Well,
any other cousins on here want to bet $1,000 with their
cousin? Who you running out of Bad Mouth Crew? What cousin you running?
LaRon tried running, but he was scared.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
what
OG
Bobby at, man?
Put LaRon in Weeby car. I get off his bumpers.
I got my own. Uh-oh. That cousin.
Uh-oh. I got my own, Mark. No, don't tell me to get in somebody else's shit. I got my own shit now. So now
uh-oh.
I want to see what I got to say now.
Nah, I just want to fuck up one of the cousins.
Don't get the fucking stuttering now.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. Hey, hey, Mark, listen, listen.
Devon, you know what you told me? You said, you told me, I run my program. Fuck
Mark,
you. I
listen,
run my
still
program.
Got one and one.
Hey, Mark, listen.
Hey,
Mark,
I
listen.
Shit that I wouldn't run him. Then he bet you a steak and shit I wouldn't run him. He bet you a steak.
Yeah,
steak.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Yes, sir. Steak, dinner, and lobster. I'm going to get it at Goliath.
Get that
yes,
motherfucking.
Sir.
Get, yeah,
yes, sir.
And I Mark got one and one. From now on,
hey,
you
Mark.
Taking me
hey,
out
Mark.
To dinner, sir. Hey, Mark, you taking
hey,
me out to dinner, sir, tonight, buddy. I'm telling you that now.
Hold on, Fat Albert. Let me address up to Mark
ahead,
real quick,
ahead,
right?
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mark, listen.
Wait a minute. No,
really,
no, don't call him.
Real,
call
listen
him
to me. No.
Call
I'm being
call
listen.
Patrick.
I'm being real. Listen
call
to me.
Patrick.
Listen to me.
Call him Patrick.
Listen to me. Huh?
Your name is Patrick, Patrick from here on out.
Man, kiss my ass. Listen. This is what I'm talking to you, right? Listen, I thought you was a real player, right? You used to be a player back in the day when they used to have a Jerry Curl and all that shit. But your shit done ran out, man. Like you really disappointed me, dog. On some real dog, on some real nigga shit. You have disappointed me.
Thank you.
What happened to you? No. Listen to me. What happened to you, dog? What happened to you? What happened to
you?
What happened to
you? Let me tell you
what happened to you. What happened to you?
The Bad Mouth Crew happened.
No. Because guess what? The Bad Mouth Crew wasn't fucking around when you was out there 10, 12 years ago. Like you was a bad motherfucker back then. But I don't know what happened to you. You like Jordan when he tried to come back and play for the
Washington
Wizards. You washed up, baby. Baby, listen, baby boy, you washed up, though. You should have stayed as a player when you had a chance to be a player, when you was a player. But man, you right now you like Pinky. God damn it, you got Jerry Curl jumping around. You need
Thank
to stop
you.
It. You looking real bad in these streets right now. You looking real bad in the streets. I'm just gonna keep it 100.
I was looking for this energy that he had yesterday on a show that I got a call about this morning. That's what I was looking for. And energy has changed.
Oh, he had some energy last night. Hey,
I still got the energy. But I'm not gonna give you the opportunity.
All I want to know is what happened. What happened? That's all I want to know. What happened? And you can keep it 100 with me. You know what I mean?
Hey, LeBron,
if you want to holler at me on the back line,
the
word TV,
we
can holler at the back line.
Until 11:30 last night, the show went on until 11:30. He had so much energy.
So listen, I just want to know what happened
to a big dog.
You telling me that LeBron's Mustang is going to be at Galat and give me 1-1, right?
I'm not telling you none of that. LeBron, did LeBron tell you that?
I'm telling you. Be quiet. I'm asking LeBron, your Mustang going to be at the lot and give me 1-1, right?
Yes, it will be. Yes, okay. It will. With
not
that
a,
big block, all aluminum, big teeth head, as you just said. Yeah.
In
on,
the stock
on,
so you might want to lock
on,
that
on
in.
Is it going to be in the stock suspension Mustang?
Did I ask you what you're
no.
coming
I'm
See
asking
me?
A question. I can ask. If you say I can't ask, then I can't ask, but I'm asking you a question.
Don't
is
ask.
It going to be?
Man,
don't
just
ask.
Lock it in, man. The man give you a gift before Christmas. He give you a gift.
What are you giving me?
I'm gonna give you an ass. That's what I'm gonna give you.
Okay.
Thank you. I just
you
seen
sit,
your message,
you
Rick.
Your,
thanks for
you
that heads up.
You sit your ass in your cousin's car and his head before.
Now you listen.
You
doing that?
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
He can
lock in the night then. Lock in the night.
Oh,
lock in the night.
You gonna put Marcus in your car.
I will let Marcus drive my car. Yes, I will.
Get up. Let's get it.
All right.
Lock in tonight. Ain't no lie.
Okay. I'm gonna let you
one
know.
Hey, Mark, the price did not change, and I still run you for 10. 1-10. Marcus can drive my car.
Okay. I'm gonna let you know.
Lock it. No. Lock in tonight.
Beep.
Feel me, Fat Albert?
Hey, how many
times?
Let
me ring the bell.
Fat Albert. Hold on, Fat Albert. Now, do what you do. Do what just Fat Albert do. How many races do Bad Mouth Crew got for the open season? I got 3. So, I'm going to
No, you
ain't
ran none of them.
But I'm going to tell you
this. But you ran none of them.
When one of the three drops,
oh, my God.
You're going to substitute them.
Listen,
we better let us take his place right now.
In his car, you will lock in. And they said, okay, and Ron said, okay, I'll let Marcus drive.
Hey,
and then you backed off.
Not only will I let them take my place, I'll let Marcus drive my goddamn car.
Exactly. So what's the excuse?
So wait, LeBron, let's do two on ten.
Let's hit him.
You're gonna come with Weeby's car, with Weeby's setup in it, and you're gonna get
Weeby
in
just
what?
Weeby just said he'll let us take his spot.
Yeah, Weeby said he'll let them take his spot.
Okay, well, tell Weeby to pay off, and y'all get it.
2 on 10. No, ain't no pay off.
To
the race, you need harder. Come on,
Weeby,
stop the dumb
shit,
dog.
Weeby said we can drive his car, too. We can beat you
in
Weeby's car. Ain't no
listen,
fucking
I'm
difference.
In this to make money. I know what I'm doing. You don't run my program.
Hey, fat,
so,
man,
if
man,
yeah.
you mean,
pay
see,
off,
like
I
gave the man respect. I gave the man respect that he had 15. Hold up. Hey, cousin, hold up. I gave the man respect that he had 15, 20 years ago because I know the type of dog that he was back then. But now he's a straight bitch, and I ain't got no respect for him at all.
God damn, I need Joe to
hit that button to tell the mark that God is the mark.
Counsel
your mic has been mute.
I'm not doing
hey,
it.
Right. Hey, Mark. The jury has determined. Whatever. Mark, the jury has determined everything you say is a lie. Because them boys just called your bluff. They just called your
bluff.
You said, put Marcus in LeBron's car. LeBron said, bet. I'll let Marcus drive my car. And then you ain't locked in. Oh, my God. Oh.
How many times do I got it? Listen, how many people?
Nah, we don't want to hear that shit, man.
How many people have locked in as much as I have already?
Nobody. AG ain't ran nobody. That's why.
I don't have to run nobody.
Because it did.
So it should be real easy. Because
it did.
But I'm
did.
Not doing. I'm
well,
not
then
doing
lock
what
in.
You want. Because you know what's gonna happen.
Well, lock it in.
It's
then.
Not
sure. Mark,
it's
I,
not
got sure. more, I got more DPs than you got races this year.
I wouldn't give a
God
fuck.
Oh my.
I got more. Good.
Now,
God,
now, go get lot lizard. Hold on.
Lock.
Can, hold on. Hold on.
Lock.
Go get lot lizard.
Lock.
Since you sold, since you got all
now
the
he talking about lot lizard.
And you ran these people. Go get all
the,
everybody
you
ran. Every fucking car you ran. And I'll run. Or you go get lot lizard back and run any car that I run.
Hold on. Hold on. Why do you keep saying back? You already know. You know the situation. Hold on, watch this, cousin. Watch this, cousin. He know the situation, so why he talking about back? What's back is gone. Fuck the back. We talk about now.
Hey, cousin, look. He's out of the situation, right? But guess what?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm DP
That's
Fetty.
What I'm saying.
I'm DP Fetty.
That's what I'm saying. Mark, you, I'm telling you, dog, you was a dog
Listen,
back in the day, but you a bitch now.
Get a whole number,
you lost my respect.
You
lost
new,
my respect.
A whole new sponsor. To back you.
No, you lost my respect.
Who? Who got? Hey, Mark. I tell you what. You wanna know who sponsored it? My old lady.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Man, what? Now what else? Now what else you gotta say?
Go get it. That, then bring it to the track. I bet you won't leave that track without me getting to your ass. You won't leave that track without me getting to your ass.
Lock. I bet you won't run me without being on your knees, neither. Oh. Oh, Lord. Mark. Oh, hello, Mark.
All that background talk y'all motherfuckers was doing, that motivated me to be a, I'm about to be a bad motherfucker in 2022.
Okay.
Everybody got quiet.
Shit,
quiet.
LeBron, you tell me. This is what you tell me. This. You come in on 28th with stock suspension. I'll take that. Fuck it.
Man, I'm coming. Lord, did I ask you how you coming? I tell you what. I come on 28th stock suspension. You come all steel, all glass like me.
I'm coming glass and steel.
You coming all glass, all steel, all steel, all glass.
I'm coming glass, and I'm coming glass and steel. I'm coming glass and steel with a small block.
Thank you. You can't outfit me. I told you I'm smarter than you. I didn't say come glass and steel.
My car, I can't say my car is not all steel, all glass, but it's glass and steel.
Well, I don't know what suspension my car got.
Okay.
I didn't ask you. That should tell you something right there. I don't give a fuck how you come.
You coming on 28?
You know what? It ain't the car.
I don't know.
Are you coming on 28?
I know it's with you. But you try to outstep people, and it ain't even working for you. That's what you did back in the day, but that shit don't work these days.
Hey, man,
it don't work, man. You need to come with a whole new
Mark
hustle, baby. Come on. I tell you what,
Mark
call me, and I'll work with you. You've been gone for a while. Call me, and I'll work with you on your stiff, because your hustle is just terrible. But I'm going to work with you, though. Call me.
Fat
I'm going to charge you $29.99 per hour.
Say it again, Fat Albert. His hustle is what?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Thank you. He need to tighten his fucking game
Stop
up.
Stop using
like
that same shirt that you did back in goddamn early 2000. That shit don't even work no more, dog.
Fat Albert,
but
a couple months ago, right, y'all remember I said Mark was washed up. Do y'all believe me now? I said it months ago. Mark is fucking washed up.
He just got to catch up with time. He got to catch up with the time.
Ah, shit. He's too far gone, Fat Albert. He's too far gone.
He got to catch
like,
up
he's
with
too,
the time.
He's too far fucking gone. Ain't no saving that. No, he's too far gone.
All right, fuck it. This is what I'm going to do.
Here we go. Come on, what you going to do, Ma? Which way you going? Here we go.
Fat Albert.
And the fucking butt his head first.
You got your pen ready?
I got my pen ready, buddy. Go ahead.
He come like he said.
Uh-huh.
I never step out of that.
Two on ten.
Okay.
I got 1-1.
The wrong car.
Now, Mark, my car.
Don't ask me
car.
No fucking questions. Don't ask me no questions.
Well, we trying to get it down. We trying to write it down. Okay, so y'all just, you against LeRon, 2-on-10. That's it. That's all we're going to say.
Yep.
Okay, now, okay. Go ahead, LeRon.
Mark, it's our own cars, right?
That you asking questions.
That you said is me versus you. Is our own cars or all I know is we is it our own cars that we paid out on the shop or we phoning a friend. That's all I want to know.
You say what you said. You leaving
right.
It
open
because of people. It's open for you because I don't know what you're coming with. I don't know what you're coming with.
I'm coming. You said what size fucking motor I got. You said my campus. We you know what size motor I got. You know I got it.
But you won't tell me nothing else about it, so I'm leaving it open for me, too. That's my tip.
Hey, man, listen. If you scared, you need to join the Army. If you that scared, you need to join the Army.
Do you have a car to race me, sir?
Bitch.
Do you have a car
Absolutely.
To race me,
sir? Absolutely. And I ain't got bar none.
What car you got? What car you got?
A car that you don't have.
Okay. Okay. All you got to tell me is a stock suspension car, and I'm gonna get to your ass. Cause y'all want to take all these borrowed cars, and somebody gonna let you get in
there. Now
and
we borrowed cars. Why we got borrowed cars when somebody
I
hit?
I know what's going on.
Listen.
Yeah, no secrets in this race game, bro.
Listen to
hey,
me.
Mark,
we
I'm
don't
not,
have to borrow
I'm
no
not
cars.
A motherfucking thing.
All right. So tell me your Mustang is stock suspension because the Mustang you got is stock suspension, but that Mustang gonna be ready. So you're not gonna come with that Mustang.
So put
I don't know what this Mustang gonna be ready.
Why are you not listening? Money can make anything you think you know.
No,
man, this
I
dude
do.
Sound real scared, boy. I tell you the truth, he sounds scared the motherfucker. God so mighty.
Hey, Mark, do you really want to know the truth?
What's up, baby?
Nope.
Do you want to know the truth?
What's
fuck it, I'll
truth?
Tell you.
I want to know.
You want to know the truth? Well, the Mustang you're talking about is the Mustang he's talking about is mine. So what else the fuck do you want to know?
Uh-oh. Ain't nobody running.
Oh.
Ain't
nobody
running.
Since you know so fucking much. Since you know so fucking much. The Mustang you fucking talk about is mine. So what else do you want to know?
Oh.
Damn.
That was yours. But you see how this works? It's always somebody else's mine. Now it's yours. Now it's his.
Damn, them cousins are for something else, boy. Them cousins is damn good. God, oh, man. Damn.
So Why did you tell it?
Because I'm not going to let him sit up here and talk about my cousin like that. The shit's mine. God damn. What more else you want to know? God damn. Motherfucker. Got to tell everything that he knows. That just tells you you are what we call a grudge snitch. We understand this shit now. God damn.
All you got to do is tell me. Wait a minute. Devon, don't you drive a small block stop suspension Mustang?
Man, stop asking so many questions.
What you want my cousin question? You want to get out of
Hey, Mark. Do you want to know what color it's going to be? Do you want to know what struts I got on it?
Don't you drive for a stock suspension Mustang with small block in it, right? You drive with that, right?
Hey, Fat Albert. They told me a drowned man will reach for a straw. This bitch did already drown, man.
Damn, Antoine,
the
Mustang is this
car. Don't he drive a stock suspension
this
small block?
This dude's already drilled, man. Shut up. Don't ask no questions. This ain't no Wheel of Fortune. This not Wheel of Fortune, bitch. We make the calls around here. You don't ask no goddamn questions.
I know y'all want.
So I guess everybody knows. Everybody knows what the fuck I'm coming with now. So, Darren, you know what I'm coming
with.
I'm mad with you, Antoine,
because you shouldn't have told
me. Fuck him. I wasn't going to tell it, but, you know, you got Nosy Steve over here acting like Mari with a lie detector test and trying to pick some shit apart, knowing the motherfucker's not going to go out there at all. God damn.
You tell a dog about something
else. Anybody car could be somebody else's for the day of the race. But I know if you built it with your motherfucking scary ass, that shit is a dust.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He racing. It don't matter.
Well,
I just want you to realize this.
Everybody can't be fast.
You're not.
Everybody can't be fast.
The thing I want you to understand is this. The same way you want to be fast, the same way your money will go. It's no point of being fast nowadays.
Well, that is
point. What is the point of being fast? Let me ask you something. Let me ask you this, Mark, and be real with me. How long has it been since you've had 75 grudge races in 2 years? Have you ever had 75 grudge races in two
never.
Years? It doesn't matter about
never.
The money. Have you had that
never.
Many? You're not going to get the kind of races you want to get the fuck up here. You better carry your ass the fuck down Georgia, Alabama, and
he
down that south
bluffing.
And go and get your ass cleaned
than anything.
He do.
He's more
blocking
than
anything.
He's
going to have
no race.
Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between grilled chicken and baked chicken?
It don't matter what you're getting. They're both children. See, I'm going to tell you I'm looking at this situation.
I'm looking at the situation
with you about him running a small block and a big block. The same way I'm looking at Kenan Oates and them with the car trying to run 275 to 315. Just the same thing. Y'all fucking shaky. It don't fucking matter. I took my stop block on 358 and ran motherfuckers
and
ass 632s every fucking thing. I went dead on motherfuckers ass. I'm not doing the shit that you're doing. You're shaky and picking
four,
the shit.
490s.
I ran turbos, supercharges, pro charges, I ran all that shit. That's not nothing. But the difference is you're gonna stick with me whether he's big block or small block. But I'm gonna say you're gonna hear this shit today. The thing about you is y'all know y'all are motor pieces is better than half these motherfuckers got nitrous pieces. So you gonna sit up here and try to stiff us with certain shit, oh we got all motor. No. Y'all spend $40,000-$50,000 of y'all fucking motor pieces. Y'all try to come run up on a motherfucker like me who do backyard shit with a little $8,000 motor and think y'all doing some shit. That shit for clout.
We ain't gonna let it happen.
You get a motherfucker that, when you got the motherfucker that's actually gonna go toe to toe with you, you can't live there. But I'm telling you now, you can't fucking live there with him.
He coming with an undisclosed car with a big block.
Antoine, the money not that. Ain't no way they can't go toe to toe. The money not that no more. That's what it is.
All I said, y'all in for a rude awakening.
The money not
y'all
that.
Y'all in for a rude.
Y'all in for a rude awakening. I promise to God, if this bitch does what she's supposed to do when she come back, I'm going to show you something. Some of the same motherfuckers y'all praising, they're on my fucking list, but I haven't dropped that second list yet.
I'm
just
curious to know
why
one man speaking on another man's pocket, though. That's behooving.
Man, listen.
Go back, cut grass. Go back, cut grass. We talking, bitch.
But this is what it is. It doesn't make a difference.
You sound real good with your high-pitchy-ass voice, but you ain't saying shit.
I ain't saying shit. Motherfucker, you ever has been. You've been out for 7 damn years, damn near, and your ass still using the same fucking high-top fade from the 1980s. Come up with a new high-top fade for the designing.
Hey, Twan, you forget. Ain't nobody seen this car yet either.
Exactly.
I've already peeped the game. But, you know, him and Sammy does that shit. No, you know, we're not telling. Okay, cool, you don't tell them. But guess what? It can always be more than one Sweet Low. It can be more than one OBB. It can be more than one Juice. You got to know how to play the sticker. That same game.
All we got to do is put a sticker on the front of the fucking
windshield. You see what happened to Walter Mandy? Bingo. Back on fucking
hey. Well, let me tell you like this. Get the tricking, motherfucker.
You won't let us trick you.
Ain't nobody going to come and say they going to come with whatever, and I'm going to fall for it. I'm not you.
Well, we already see that because you won't go out there.
Yo, this is the funny shit I want to know. You know so much about this. Y'all said y'all got all these cool members. I said what I got. Y'all come like that.
We ain't say shit.
You said it.
We ain't say nothing. You said it. Like you got informants. He had like he got informants, cousin. He had like he got informants.
I ran in them 7 years. Y'all would run head to fuck up with none of them shit.
Man, you talk stupid. If that's the case, you still would have had the weak bitch. You dumb motherfucker.
You know why, Dan?
Because you had money problems. That's why. That's why.
No, I didn't.
You had money problems.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Hey, that car
wasn't that
fast.
I'll let you tell it.
That car wasn't that fast.
I sold it because I got a good offer.
Man, get the fuck out of here, dog.
It ain't about a money problem.
Hey, Mar. Listen. You talk to a real motherfucker, okay? So I don't fall for that dumbass shit when I know the story.
Okay.
All right?
Well, guess what?
Stop it. Stop it.
Guess what?
All right. Hey, fat, I'm gone, man. This dude is faking. He's faking, man.
How he knows so much about what I do? They paying a lot of attention to me. You must be worried. You scared.
LeRon. I told you he got confidential informants. That's what I told you. He got confidential informants.
Ain't nothing in the race game a secret. I say that much. You'll learn that.
Huh? No. Yes, it is too.
You think so?
But what I know is that you didn't sell that car because a motherfucker offered you a whole lot of money. I can tell you that right now, and that's for the bone.
Let's move off on that.
Yeah, we might. Because the truth will come out.
What difference do that make? Why he sold the shit?
Oh, Tricky Ricky, shut the fuck up and go cuss with Harry.
Nigga, you want you be
dumb motherfucker.
I swear to God, dog.
Shut the fuck up.
Your car that you got now couldn't fuck with the car I had then, and it won't fuck with the car I got now.
Mark, you ain't got a car. That's a problem.
All right. So you should have no problem locking me in and getting this easy money.
Man, but listen. Listen though. You've been trying to get locked in all night long, and you've been steady stuttering, bitch.
But I ain't giving you what you want.
So why won't you?
You won't agree to my
Let
term.
Me ask you that. No. I'm gonna ask you from man to man. Why won't you? Why won't you just say fuck it? I'm gonna give this motherfucker what he think he want. I've done that shit plenty of times.
Come with your Nova that's ready and got oil pressure. I want to fuck
hey,
you
that's
up.
Right. Listen, I'm more 2%.
Everybody go get a
My
car.
My phone ready to hang up.
I
want to
fuck
My phone
up
ready to hang up. Y'all
I
have a good night.
Well, I know you want to do us a favor
and get off.
You know why you being. You know why you being safe?
My phone ready to hang up. My phone ready to hang up. You dumbass.
Hey,
well, hang it up.
You like all your honesty and your
shut the fuck up.
Right? Why you won't do all that you just said? You come out there with your car. You ran this. You ran that. Try it with me. You show me how to do it.
You won't allow me to try it with you because you want to sip everything.
You got sweet and you
like,
and you,
I don't like
you want to sip everything.
1511, your mic is open also.
I said you come with Sweet and Low. Hey. As far as I know, Sweet and Low got a big block. Put your big block in
No. Oh. See what I mean? Antoine, see what I mean?
Hey,
what the
hey,
fuck
hey,
you talking with some dumbass shit like
been,
that?
They've been saying you got a big block since forever. Forever.
Where did these come from, man?
The same reason why
from?
Your dumbass keeps saying that 4.90 dumb shit.
Well, you do got a 4.90.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right. But I can prove mine.
You know
though.
What I love? If they say you got it, take it. If they won't give it to you, take it.
Hey, Kevin Hunt, we don't care,
I mean,
though, but that's the thing.
I just wonder why the motherfucker
Kevin
keeps
Hunt,
saying
I took that all-aluminum Big Chief motor mark that I got.
Uh-huh.
I said that.
You
own up to
did,
it. Yeah, you got me.
You
did. Yeah, that's
sure
it.
Did.
You sure did.
You
damn
sure did.
I love
I,
it. We
I
play poker, and
like,
you hit a set of threes up, and they give you shit that you don't even have in the hole. Oh, yeah, you want to give it to me? I'll take it.
Hey, hold up. Hey, hold up. Let me. I gotta make a public announcement, too. Kevin Hunt.
Yes.
Sir, don't take this as disrespect, but that offer don't go straight just to Mike. I mean, Mark. It go to you, too.
Listen, you kind of got me on your calendar. You got my radar from last year. Don't believe that. We
okay.
good.
I'm just saying.
We on the same page, but listen, I don't have the itty bitties. I do got an itty bitty.
No. Listen to me. I just told you King Nate would be there.
Okay, what is King Nate?
Yes, I know that.
Kevin already know where I'm at then. So I'm on
yes,
me.
Yes, I do. This
thank
has been
sir.
Talked about. We had all these sidebars. Don't worry. I know what time it is.
Okay.
What
that's
does
what
King,
it is.
What
then.
Does King? What does King Nate have? I don't know. I'm asking.
Everything.
You're not gonna keep exactly. The man got everything. So don't ask no dumbass questions.
Does he have a small block nitrous?
Whatever you want to run with, we can accommodate you.
Okay. Does he have a stock suspension small block on nitrous?
I just answered your question, sir. Whatever you want to run with, we can accommodate
okay.
you. You know what
okay.
accommodation means?
Okay. So let's
you
see.
You know what accommodation
means?
I'm just asking you a question.
Okay. So if you come in, if King Nate has
don't,
a stock
you're
suspension
not gonna
small
me,
block
first
Mustang,
of all, you're not going to sit me. I said accommodation.
Anyone of you, LeBron, Antoine, can sit
now
in.
Now, here we go again.
Come March 26th, if King Nate has a small block stock suspension Mustang, head the fuck
did
up.
Did you just not hear what I said?
Ma'am.
I say, did you understand what accommodation
means? He has
means,
everything, you
sir.
Said. He has everything.
Accommodation. Do you know what accommodate means? I mean, I know you graduated.
I'm giving you
well, I think you did.
If
hey, man, I
got to
go, man. My phone going there.
Why y'all can't lock that?
I'll holler at y'all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island Joe, if you listening, I'll call you tomorrow with King Nate on the phone, and we can get this shit locked the fuck in with Mark tomorrow. Thank you.
You don't
I'm
have
gone,
authority?
Fellas.
All
right.
You don't have authority?
No. My phone's going there. I got to go.
Well, get a charger, you weak bitch.
Bitch, I'm in the bar. Kiss my ass. Now, bye.
So I got a question for y'all. I got a question, and it's been irritating me, and Martin is just rubbing it right on in. My question to y'all is, why do y'all worry about if a motherfucker got a small block, a big block, or what degree head a person is? Whether they're conventional head, whether they're a 23-degree, 18-15,
okay,
or 13-degree.
Okay, so
what the
so
fuck
Antoine,
does
if
that
you
matter?
That way, since you're asking this question, when you're ready with your truck, I'm going to give you the same option and come the fuck on.
Yes,
since
I told you.
You ain't worried about
fuck
nothing.
I'm not worried about shit.
In. You got, when
listen,
your truck going to be ready? Whenever your truck ready, I'm going to give you the same option. Since you're not worried about nothing, I'm going to give you them same options.
Okay,
I'm not. And be, listen,
what,
I tell you what, I will lock you the fuck in. You gonna run for my pot. You gonna run it my way. Simple.
No,
if
that,
not, shut the fuck up for me.
That's the way to get out of it. Ain't nobody coming with
okay,
no fuck
okay,
like that.
Okay, I tell you what. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I'll run you for your I'll run you for your 502,000. But you come
ain't
up, man. You come.
That's a weeby.
You just like weeby. You just like weeby.
That's a weeby special.
Hey, yo, I tell you what. You a weak motherfucker, all right? Just keep your ragged ass shit up north. Keep your ragged shit up north.
You're spending all that money. You thought like you're going to go out there and race for $1,500. Get your lunchable ass out of here.
It don't matter what I run
shit.
For. It
and
don't matter what
I
run for. Motherfucker, when that bitch comes to the track, I run 3-4 times every event that I'm there or every time I'm at the track.
I'm
motherfucker, you get your one more run and it'll be done.
Motherfuckers are throwing money out there. Who the fuck out there, y'all 12, y'all bet 1,500? You know you go out there and do that shit. But when the motherfucker crack your ass, you going to think about this next time. You ain't
hey,
like jumping out
what
there.
What you trying to say?
$1.
I've already been cracked. What the fuck is you saying? I've been cracked. What
yeah,
the
how,
fuck is you trying to say?
How the fuck you cracked? Who the fuck cracked your ass you raising $1,500? Get the fuck out of here.
You're not listening. If Fat Albert told you on the motherfucking phone, it can start at 5-1-15, and it can go up. That's the part
well,
that you're not listening
you
to. I ain't gonna lock you on 105. I lock in for what I want to lose, and when we get to the track, I'll run the shit up. That's what the fuck we do.
And you know what happens is, that's the fucking way to get somebody to the track, and then you can go out there and say, you running for $1,500, you lock in $500, all y'all got is $1,000. That's not going to be me. I'm going to crack y'all shit. You're going to be eating
well,
losing
good
losing
luck.
Fucking
well, I tell you what. You're going to be outside in the rain, knocking on the window, asking, can you come in, because you ain't getting in. Now, fuck you.
That's how you stay safe. That's why you bitches is weak. You bad mouth bitches.
Why? Because we run for the money that we want to run for. We race for what we want to afford or what we want to lose for.
This is one thing I don't know. I don't know. Where do you live at? Not asking me what state you live in.
I'm down here in Maryland. We in Maryland.
You're in Maryland. So how much does it cost you to go from Maryland to Custom Keys?
You said how much?
Yeah.
Am I pulling a trailer or no?
Yeah, you pulling your truck. Your truck and trailer.
How much does it cost you to get it? I mean, just for me, period, it's going to be $100, $120 with my truck because
okay.
I don't have a diesel truck.
Okay, $100 and $120. Now, let's redo this math.
That's for me. I get what you're getting ready to go to. So, but that has nothing to do with nothing. Everybody over here, I know where he's going with it. But I get what he's saying. We understand that, but nobody over here really runs for those 505s. That's what we're trying to get him to understand. How many motherfuckers over here run for that 1,000 and 5,000? I understand what he runs for, but the only motherfuckers over here that can do some shit like that, you can get
as big as
you might get Ricky Fox. That's about it.
As big as your fucking mouth is, you should up your bet.
I ain't gotta up shit. I'm saying where the fuck I'm at. Why would I up my bet when I can get fucking races all day long, twice on 2-3 times on Sunday?
That's
why
you get the races.
Because
you ain't doing it. You're not racing for nothing.
Hold on.
You're
not
racing for nothing.
Who got speakerphone on? Who got speakerphone? Is that going?
You're not
hey,
racing for nothing, man. You're not.
Somebody else is on here. 570-1511. Your mic is open. I don't know who that was.
But Mark,
Joe, thank you for not knowing how to tell time because this has been the longest hour in the world. Appreciate
you. I got to leave Jersey, come all the way down there. Now, mind you, I got to have somebody such as Jose, y'all know. He's going to help me at the track. We're going to get the car together. So I can't go out there and bet.
You cannot knock another man because he don't want to run for that big money. Stop calling him. Don't knock a man that wants to. I'm not knocking him. Okay, Fat Albert, we know this goes both ways.
I understand. I agree with you.
But what Mark does, and what Peanut told me about the trolls and everything, that's why he like to lock in 1,000 on the DP. And when he told me why, I was like, damn, I didn't ever think about it. Y'all do got to pay tolls.
I told you that shit 4 months before then, and you didn't believe
me,
but you take his word.
But hold on. But if you want to come down here to the DMV and you want to run, and they tell you, no, I run for 1,500, Don't call them bitches because they run for $1,500, $1,000, or $1,500. You like
to do that, man. Let me get fat out. But you're not making sense. You say you understand. The only reason I'm coming to Galat, the race, the only reason why I'm doing that race with Weeby is because I'm going to be there already. I'm not going to initiate that again for somebody else that I want to crack. And let me tell you like this. Once you go out there and you cut somebody ass, that person, put it like this, that person I'm racing knows what he goes. And then the person that he's down with knows what he goes. So that thing's going to say is if he goes 10-0 and I beat him, he's going to tell that next person he at least going 990 because he beat me. So then the next person is going to know that. And then the next person is going to know that. So if I don't make my fucking
You make it seem like it's hard to know what people ass. Run nowadays. Motherfucking people can know with their fucking eyes about what you run. That is shit.
Exactly. But that's why I'm going to make it cost for motherfuckers to see you. This ain't no motherfucking free show.
Okay,
I got $10,000. If I get out there, the next one's going to figure out, well, I got to go this.
All right.
You might be wrong,
okay.
But I'm going to make somebody pay for something.
Let me say this. Okay. Okay, what you just said. You're going to make them pay to see that. Okay, after you do that, how many races are you going to get then?
I might not. But the difference is, it's easier for somebody to go out there that's on this show and say, I'll try him for $1,500. Now, he might spin up. But it's not worth it to go out there for $1,500 to me. It ain't worth it, because if I break my trans, it's going to cost me way more than $1,500 to fix it. If I go out there and roast his ass, I just show him my hand for $1,500.
That is your preference. Don't knock another man for because he don't want
I'm not
to.
I'm not knocking him. I'd just rather get
the
next
best.
What it is
he's trying to crack. He wants to beat the bad mouth through it. He wants to crack us. That's what it is. But guess what? It ain't going to be that way. But I tell you what, though. You got something coming. Just hold tight. Hold tight. Put the thong up a little tighter for your ass. You can
really get
something.
Don't have nothing
coming. Listen, you sure?
I don't have nothing coming.
How you doing, Uncle Kevin? How's everything, Uncle Kevin?
I'm doing good, nephew. I'm listening to this.
So let me hear. Let me come.